This is Destiny Pizzas with Dhoof Patel and Mike Steska.
Hello, this is episode 41 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhoof Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
I'm Brian Lee.
And I'm Rill.
We have a special guest today. Rill. Rill. Let's just call him Rill today. Are you going to go in like a spy?
No, I'm Rill.
Okay. Because he's being real. Okay. Anyways, no sponsor on today's episode. Because I still haven't emailed T-Fury.
They're not sending us stuff, man. Yeah. We gotta get on them.
Yeah. But I'm still wearing my shirt, so... Go to tfury.destinypizzas.com. Buy a shirt. We'll get a little bit of money. And it works out for both of us. Anyways, there's a lot of news today. Some major... Like, from major movies, there's a lot of news. So, let's just get into it. Superhero news. Batman vs. Superman got pushed back. This news actually came out last week when we were recording, like right after we finished recording, we checked the news and I was like, oh, god damn it.
Yeah, I literally just showed up and then we were like, should we add that in? But we're like, no, we're too lazy. It. We've been going too long.
Yeah, exactly.
Not going to add more.
Yeah,
to that.
Last week's episode was a very long episode as well.
It was, for some reason.
So it got pushed back to May 6th, 2016. Now, that might not be an important date to any of you guys, but that's my birthday. That's my 26th birthday, which sounds kind of depressing because now I know exactly what I'm going to do on my 26th birthday. Normal people get drunk at bars. I'm going to be at a midnight premiere, probably at 9 o'clock on May 5th, where most people are at Cinco de Mayo. I'm going to be in a theater watching Batman vs. Superman.
Well, that's the problem with these release dates now because I put it in terms of my age, and I'm 2015, 26. I'm going to be like 25, 26.
Yeah, it didn't sound as bad when I knew I was going to be
like I'm so
when
old.
I was going to be 25 and like Avengers 2 was going to come out and Batman vs Superman was going to come out. I didn't feel that bad. 26. I'm closer to 30.
That just seems.
And what holiday is that on?
Cinco de Mayo is the day before.
No one cares about that. You'll be fine. The lines will still be long.
Yeah.
You can take your girl on the first date to see this movie.
At midnight?
At midnight.
Yeah.
I don't think any girl will want to see me go see this movie.
Maybe. You'd be like Batman.
I don't know. It's going to be pretty big. There's Wonder Woman in it.
That's true.
That's something. I mean, like, I assume they got to be targeting towards everybody if they're trying to get, like...
Man of Steel definitely wasn't for kids.
Yeah. That probably wasn't for women either, Man of Steel. It was just all action.
Yeah.
Back then. But, like... Yeah, do you care that's being pushed back a year? Because I generally think it's a good thing because I don't think they know what the hell they're doing.
It's a good thing except for the fact that it shows that DC is kind of uncertain still. Marvel, I don't think Marvel pushes back dates.
Like we said before, they have kind of a plan.
Yeah, Marvel's well planned where DC is just like, we're going to shoot this one back to back with Justice League. We're
going
to...
Yeah, there's so many things going on.
We're adding
out there
Wonder Woman. We're adding this character.
Yeah.
We're in talks with The Rock. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, so it'll give them more time to plan, and then they'll be able to do this on top of Justice League and everything, which they were planning anyway. So it just seems like a rush to get it out right away in 2015 when
they're still going through rewrites.
You have to plan this movie in conjunction with the Justice League movie, or you're already failing if you don't do that.
Now, the bad thing about this weekend is Marvel has a movie planned for the same weekend that we don't know. They haven't announced what movie it is, but the studio marked that, hey, we have a release this weekend. So a lot of people are thinking, DC's hedging, putting money up against whatever movie they're going to announce, whether it's, a Doctor Strange or another sequel, which we're not really sure about for Phase 3.
But I'll make a prediction right now that Batman Superman movie will beat that Marvel movie
weekend
just because of the hype and everything.
I'm going to go watch both of those movies that weekend.
I'll probably do the same thing.
It'll be my 26th birthday. No one can fucking tell me
it's going to be. Yeah.
No one can be like, Dhoof, I don't know. You're watching a lot of movies that I'm like, it's my birthday.
But I still say the Marvel movie still has a chance to be better if, depending on what they do with this movie. But
yeah.
But they're kind of putting all their chips on this movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Which it has to be good or. They're not going to make any more movies if this one fails.
Now, Jennifer Garner got to see the suit recently, and this is her quote about seeing it. I instantly bear hugged him, being
Ben Affleck.
Oh, really? I thought it was just a different guy in a suit. She's like,
oh, the suit. She instantly bear hugs the suit. You have not seen this costume in a movie or film before, For a comic book fan, it was mind-bending, because every other movie has done this Matrix-y black armor thing. There wasn't a single nipple on this fucking suit, man. I think everyone is just going to be like, holy shit, it's its own thing, man. We haven't been down this path before. Now, I'm kind of surprised Jennifer Garner said, holy fucking fucking shit, man, and holy shit.
What was this like? Was this an interview for what?
Is this like, I think it was like one of the awards that she was at.
Backstage?
Maybe, I don't know.
This seems like a very informal, like...
Yeah.
I saw the suit and crazy shit was happening.
Holy fucking shit. Suit was awesome. I bear hugged my husband. And then I was like, hey, Zach, can we borrow it? Because I don't know fucking minute. Like, what the fuck is going on?
It just sounds like exactly what Kevin Smith said to me.
He actually gave this quote. They fucking mislabeled it in the article.
That's what it sounds like.
But, yeah, so a lot of people are pointing to the Noel book still, which is the cowl. They say the cowl is from Noel.
Mm-hmm.
That Batman,
I definitely think that they're going like blue or gray. Or
I'm thinking they're going to go whatever. With the blue traditional, but there was the Batman Adam West movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to like figure out what it's going to be. I don't understand what she says by matrixy black armor thing.
I think she just means all black, basically. I think that's all she's talking about.
Okay.
I think of that, I think of like Trinity's shiny leather outfit.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like a Catwoman suit more than like...
Yeah, I don't think any of the Batman were actually...
And like Halle Berry like Catwoman is matrixy.
Yeah.
More than
yeah.
like...
Yeah.
More than yeah. Anna...
I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
And she's all excited that there's not a nipple on there. Well, clearly there wasn't.
She's also saying she's a comic book fan. Now that's
that's what's weird.
How many comic books have she read?
Yeah, exactly. What books?
Yeah, like name one.
She hasn't read it. She's lived one. She was Elektra.
Yeah, she was.
Elektra. Yeah, she was Elektra. That's good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. She was the shittiest superhero movie ever made.
But she was in two. She was in Daredevil and Elektra.
Yeah.
So she's a real fan. That's why she's so angry.
What was the shittiest comic book movie? Elektra?
Recently? Or just based off Marvel and DC?
Anything.
Of all
time.
The Phantom with Billy Zane.
Okay, the Phantom.
There's a lot of like terrible comic movies.
But when I was a kid, I got the Phantom ring because my family owned a video store, and we like if you ordered like a case of them, you got the rings.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a bunch of Phantom rings that I used to wear.
You still have them?
No, I don't think so. It was like plastic with like the silver coating on it, and the silver coating would chip off. Which is why I had so many. Like, I'll just go through them like crazy.
It's like, I gotta get one that's not coming off.
Yeah. And I never saw that. My parents would not let me watch the movie, but I'd always reenact the cover of the VHS tape, which was like him going like punching in the air. And then the ring was like all shiny and shit.
Well,
and that's all I
would
do.
Kept you away from a horrible movie.
Yeah, so I owe my parents one.
It's funny when you like parents don't let you see a certain movie, but you, because like, so you only know about it what you
yeah,
like.
The back cover, like whatever you read on the back cover and then the front cover.
Yeah.
So, back to Batman vs. Superman. Some plot lines got leaked, and I approve. I'm not going to say them because they're very spoilery. Did you read them, by any chance, Brian?
I did not. Yeah, I do not want
to hear them. Oh, man.
But it's nice to see that you
approve. I approve. I think if these are right, this is... Okay, so apparently the Latino Review, again, they always...
They're always leakers. Right.
They're always right. For some reason. Like, I don't know why no one reads the Latino Review. I've never gone to the source to get any of these scoops. I always go to another site and they're like, oh, the Latino Review is saying this. Apparently they saw it on some board and they have like a secret inn at DC or Warner Brothers that gave all these plot lines. Like, I think it was almost like 20 plot lines, major like plot events. And holy shit. Any problem you have with Man of Steel, if these plot lines are correct, it will like fix them for you.
Wow.
That's a tall order.
Yeah.
Cause it's coming from someone who fucking hates Man of Steel. Like it was good. I'm excited.
Well, that's kind of what I thought that like whatever, even before I knew it was Batman Superman, I always thought that Man of Steel 2 would redeem Man of Steel 1 at least somewhat.
This one just looks like it's going to do it in spades.
Yeah. Which, like, that's crazy coming from you. So.
Yeah. Because I remember we were talking about it yesterday, and I was like, dude, it fucking fixes everything.
Yeah.
It's like, and you're like, this is the guy who made Man of Steel. And I was
yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
the same director. Yeah, it's the same guy.
I know.
Same people doing the stuff.
The plot lines didn't talk about the football game, though, so I don't know about that.
That's what I. That was the weirdest thing was when they filmed that stuff. I was like, what? Like, what? Like,
where? I would be surprised. Where I was thinking about today. I was like, I don't even think that scene might make it into this movie.
That would probably like be an extra. They're trying to throw us off a trail or something.
Yeah, like they're doing like a 3-hour long movie. Where is Gal Gadot going to come in? Where is any of this stuff going to happen?
So I'm trying to figure out how they're going to have time to do stuff.
Yeah.
But that's why they're going to like film it at the same time. So that's why what I'm thinking. So they can break it up into two movies.
Maybe the football scene will even appear in Justice League.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah.
But yeah, perfect to me. This is shaping up to be a good movie. According to the Latino Real. Like. But in more news, Gal Gadot starts in May for filming Wonder Woman, her scenes in Batman vs. Superman. And she has a 3-movie deal as Wonder Woman. And that's pretty much Batman vs. Superman, Justice League, and a Wonder Woman movie. Now, Terrell, do you know who this Gal Gadot girl is? Have you seen Fast and Furious like 5 and 6, right? Those are the two.
I think she's in like 4, 5, and 6, I want to say.
Ooh. She's the Israeli girl. She's a supermodel as well.
Yeah.
Was it the girl who died, or?
I don't think so.
No, I don't know. Who?
Oh, okay.
She did? I don't know.
According to Brian, yes. I don't know. I didn't see the movies.
Me either, did you?
It's the chick who's going out with Han with the Asian dude.
Oh, yeah. She's fine.
Yeah, she's Wonder Woman.
She's Wonder Woman now.
Really?
Yeah.
She doesn't have the bust for it.
That's what a lot of people are saying on the internet as well.
Yeah.
This is crazy. It's like we're tapping into the... This is awesome. Yeah, so...
But...
She said she's on a crazy workout routine, apparently. People have been capturing pictures of her leaving the gym and shit. She's always wearing a big hoodie, though. It's really disappointing to me, because I'm like...
Wanted to, like, you know, keep it secret.
As if she's working out in the fucking Wonder Woman outfit or something. That's what it looks like. That we couldn't even, like...
So she's going to be an Amazonian? She's too... You know, Wonder Woman was a little bit lighter. She's not that light.
Yeah, but Amazonians aren't supposed to be that light.
Okay, so the cartoon was just...
Yeah, I think...
That's just... Because it was giving her, like, an American look, and she's
when she wasn't supposed to be an
American at all. So it's kind of...
Yeah, that's true.
Weird type of thing.
Huh.
Where it's like... And I feel like they're going more international for this, for these movies anyway.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to, like, stop... Like, Superman used to be American hero. Now they're like, oh, he's the global hero. He saved the world and stuff.
Yeah, he went to the Indian Ocean. So, he just, like, fuck Metropolis.
Yeah, he's like, screw them. They're in more dire need. But, you know, I'm going down there where nobody's going to bug me.
Try jacking more money.
It's doing much better.
But we're not looking
at... No, she's not Latino. She's Israeli.
Okay, well, we're not looking at really for the race. We just be like, oh, yeah, she's hot. Wonder Woman. She
yeah, exactly. That's... We're good. At the end of the day.
And, I mean, as long as she's not wearing those jeans.
That's good.
Like, where is she working out?
It's all on the costume.
In L.A. Apparently, I saw this thing on... This is unrelated. I saw this thing on E! That was talking about all these, like, secret gyms. Like, there's apparently this one crazy gym in L.A. that's, like, super secure. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and, like, that's where the celebrities go. And there's, like, a secret garage, and they're known because the paparazzi... Like, there's, like, 3 different exits for this garage. So, like, the paparazzi don't know where it is and stuff. It's, like, huh.
So, the paparazzi don't know, but they know that it exists.
They know it exists.
They know it's there, but they're, like, how do they get out?
They can't even access, like, can't even get close and stuff.
That's good.
That's good. Fucking let these actors be.
I would be the first person to be in there. Tag my location. Tag my location
and be like, look at Kim Kardashian working out over here.
They'll be like, wait, it says on here there's togos in Subway.
It's like the back room and you have to like lift up a piece of bread or something. The secret door opens. You're like, I thought this was the oven. Man, yeah. So it's exciting news from DC.
It pretty much confirms that they're not going to skip right to a Justice League.
Yeah.
Like they said they were, like some people were thinking they're just going to skip right to a Justice League, but
yeah,
this pretty much tells you they're going to be Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and then they're going to go out with everybody else. And
have, like, or not.
Or not.
People think that it's going to be, I think it's going to be that order, Batman vs. Superman, Justice League, then Wonder Woman.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
Now, I'm saying that they're going to do... They'll do Batman, Superman. Okay.
Yeah, I thought when you
instead
said,
of skip right to a Justice League, like
yeah,
they thought they were gonna. Oh, let's just do a Justice League instead of doing that movie before.
So I have a question. If I'm pretty sure you probably already talked about it.
Yeah.
In the JLA, how are you just gonna come together with all these superheroes? Not all of them have a film or a TV show.
Yeah, that's the thing that Batman vs Superman is gonna touch, and actually, that is one of the plot points they touched on was describing how it's all gonna come together.
So they got Aquaman.
I don't know. So unless you want to read the spoilers.
No. So I'm guessing is
there's some of these spoilers went very into detail. That was a crazy thing. Yeah. Like I was like, wow, like this early, like someone had to leak the script.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, just what I'm thinking is that they're gonna like set this up, and then they're just gonna like garner on the fact that we know these characters already, or
yeah,
like, they're gonna set us up a little bit for them or something, and then.
I mean,
they're going to spin off with solo movies and then.
Yeah, even like in the Avengers, the they still did Avengers. Some little bit of origin stories for some of the characters. Like the Hulk, they had to do an origin story in the Avengers. So they could easily do that in the Justice League movie, do
that's
the origin.
Yeah. Like they're doing these three, and then they'll do a Justice League, even though the individual like S.H.I.E.L.D. agents and like Hulk, I guess, really didn't get a movie.
Yeah, because some people. Yeah, because some people didn't even have their own movies in the Avengers. They just were in other movies.
Or, yeah, like Hawkeye was in
Hawkeye. Yeah, and Thor. Black Widow.
So I think they're banking on they're giving us two characters in this next movie, so that'll be enough, and then they'll add three or four more, or however many they want to go with.
Yeah, and whichever jail they
like. If it's the other Green Lantern, we know somewhat about Green Lantern from the other movie.
I hope the Green Lantern this one's black.
Yeah,
that's one of the rumors. Is the Rock. Too. See, he's not black, though. That's what I want to get your opinion, since you're African-American.
He'd be one huge Hal Jordan, if you
exactly. But Hal Jordan was a big guy. Or not Hal Jordan, John Stewart
John
was a
Stewart
big guy.
Was big, yeah.
And he's like the black Green Lantern.
Would you want to see Jay-Z as a Green Lantern?
No.
No?
I don't think Jay-Z can act that well.
True.
Yeah, I couldn't see Jay-Z. They were talking to Denzel, though, also, about...
He's old.
John Stewart. That's the thing.
Yeah, I don't think
but
he'd
Ben,
be a
but
good...
Ben, oh. He's older than Ben Affleck.
Denzel's already going gray.
Yeah.
Yeah. But by the time Ben Affleck's done, he's going to be old.
That's the point, though.
Yeah.
You want that.
Oh, yeah. I want my Batman Beyond movie still. That's what I want.
But does that make you feel weird, the fact that The Rock is poaching like a very important African-American character?
I don't know. Most of The Rock's films is kind of horrible. I mean, imagine him like, Scorpion King is now Green Lantern. Yeah, I don't know how I would feel about that.
The Scorpion King is long removed.
That's like his first movie ever.
Yeah, that's like one of the first movies he was ever in.
That's how I think about it. I think of that, and then I think of him being the babysitter with the kids. And
that wasn't a bad movie.
But it wasn't a great movie.
I like him in the Fast and Furious movies. I think he's pretty good.
I mean, those aren't all for acting. G.I. Joe movies.
Like, the second what's he really in? He's just not in that much.
I liked him in The Rundown.
He's either in the kids movie. Yeah,
The Rundown. That was a good movie with Sean William Scott.
Probably just not a Rock fan.
Maybe. Does that bother you? Oh, and then Walking Tall. I thought he was.
Oh, Walking Tall.
That was hilarious.
I love that movie.
Green Lantern. That's weird.
I have an idea of who he can be, though. But it's. Yeah.
Moving on.
Since Batman vs. Superman has moved, Marvel, being the smart people that they are, decided to move up the Ant-Man release 2 weeks. For July 17th, which was the old release date for Batman vs. Superman. Now they're just fucking smart. That's all
they're just like, hey, wait.
Yeah.
We're sucking the superhero. I mean, people were expecting a superhero movie. Like, it was going to come out later that month anyway.
Yeah.
So they're just like,
let's put it might have been only 1 week, like July 24th, I think, was the release date.
Yeah, one of those two.
But,
I mean, that's going to be come off, like, well, Avengers is like May or something.
Yeah.
So
they're like pumping them out.
Yeah, so that's real quick meta to like get you right into it right after.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even the gap between Winter Soldier and Guardians.
Well, Guardians is at least July. Oh, yeah, that's the same thing. August, July. Well, Winter Soldier's April, though. It's like a month. It's a month on like either side, though.
Yeah.
That's still pretty close.
It's closer than we're used to.
6 weeks, 7 weeks. Yeah. But, like, I'm definitely okay with it. I'm not complaining, because it's a totally different thing anyway. It's gonna be a totally different type of movie than the end of Avengers ends up being anyway.
Well, all these movies are so individual now.
Yeah, like they do it different stylistically now than what you would expect.
Can I go back to the Green Lantern thing? I thought two good black people.
Okay,
Idris Elba, Pacific Rim. Yes.
And
I want him for like everything that like.
I mean, people are talking to him for James Bond. Like, they think he's going to be the first black James Bond.
That'd be amazing. He could be, because he has that accent.
He's English.
Yeah,
he's English.
Yeah.
They need to put him in something. Technically, he's more appropriate to be James Bond than some of these newer James Bonds who aren't English.
Yeah.
They're like Scottish and shit. Or, Australian and shit.
And maybe Common.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, Common, yeah.
He's bald.
He's a good actor, too.
Yeah.
I like him a lot in American.
If they don't use it for that, he can always bulk up and be Cyborg. I don't know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I know.
Cyborg, I think they're going to go younger.
Yeah.
Are they going younger?
I think so. Like, we're going to touch on that later, but I think Denzel would be great for Cyborg's dad. If they included Cyborg's dad in the movie, I think Denzel would be a great character for that. Michael B. Jordan could be, but he's already attached to Fantastic Four, but, I mean.
Well, if they do Cyborg, they could do, like, a whole, like, well, if they're having, like, Nightwing and stuff still. I don't know if they're still doing that. They'd do a whole, like, Teen Titans offshoot type of thing or something. I don't know.
The kids.
Yeah. If they want to do something different, but.
Yeah, I mean, get those kids into the Warner Brothers movies.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Look at Terrell coming out with those ideas.
Don't start that.
I mean, look at it. It took like almost 41 episodes. Was it 41, right? Yeah, 41 episodes for us to get Terrell into the studio. And now he's like, oh, what about Common? We're like, we've been talking about this forever. And first go. Okay. So, Guardians of the Galaxy. Stan Lee is not going to appear in a cameo for this movie. This is his first Marvel movie in recent time that he hasn't appeared in a cameo as.
Yeah, he's in, since it was Marvel Studios, I think he's been in most of them.
Did he say why?
Yeah. Can you guess why?
Did he invent these characters?
Did he did not. Characters? He doesn't even know who they are. He's like, I don't know the names of all the characters in Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. I didn't invent them. It's not right that I'm in it.
Mm-hmm. Is that the reason? That's
what
his said?
Reasoning. That's what he said.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's very appropriate.
Is he in Days of Future Past? He's not in that, right? Okay. He hasn't shown up in an X-Men movie in a while.
I would like to see Jim Lee in Days of Future Past. I know he works for DC and all, but I mean, he was responsible for the revival of X-Men. So,
well, no one really does other cameos, do they?
No.
Or they'd be so small.
Which they
we
should.
Wouldn't even know. Yeah.
Even if we don't know them.
Yeah. And then for those of you who still aren't sure about Guardians of the Galaxy, the first trailer is coming during the Super Bowl.
Oh, yes.
Wait. I got so a awesome. Super Bowl spot?
Huh?
I heard that it wasn't.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Right when I came here. Right before I came here.
No Super Bowl spot.
Yeah.
What's not happening?
That was
I didn't check the source,
5 hours
but...
ago.
Okay.
Where are you up on your news?
I know, I need to update my news. Jeez. I was watching a movie.
I was pumped, too. I wanted to watch the trailer.
I was so excited.
I was shocked. I was like, Marvel's spending a lot of money on this Guardians of the Galaxy. Like,
I gotta imagine they'd do it at Captain America, but that does seem kind of late. If it's only a few months
only a few
removed.
Months
so that doesn't make sense either. But
so
hopefully get that trailer soon, though.
Yeah. Now, Fantastic Four... The script is turned in. There's a new origin for it. And they're talking about to some actors. Mr. Fantastic, the front runner, is Miles Teller.
Who's that?
Good question.
Yeah, I don't know like these names.
Oh, wait. Isn't Richard Madden also in Game of Thrones?
Yeah, Kit Harington and Richard Madden are both in Game of Thrones. And they're also up for Mr. Fantastic.
I would think Richard Madden would be a better... Mr. Fantastic.
How old are these?
They're like 20s.
20s, okay.
So they're going really young.
Yeah, this is like the young.
Like, he's not going to have those things on the side of. What are those things called? The white on his hair.
The gray.
Well, the thing is, like, the whole origin, they're going all younger.
Yeah, they're going much younger.
They're like, they're not even going to know each other or something. Like, it's very strange.
So apparently, Miles Teller is in that new movie with Michael B. Jordan. And Zac Efron.
Oh, he's that guy?
Yeah.
The Spectacular Now guy?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. All of these guys are very young, pretty much. Like, marriage, definitely not happening in this movie.
Well, you never know. It could be, like, young marriage.
Maybe. But, so Kate Mara and Saoirse Ronan.
Oh, fun fact about Sue Storm. Remember how we're talking about her? How these two and Margot Robbie, back when, and then we looked at Margot Robbie... And then we're like, oh, she looks stupid with glasses. It makes her look stupid. Well, now I really like her, though.
Okay. Because we're going to talk about her a little bit later.
But she's not in the running anymore?
I think it's because she showed her. Showed him in Wolf of Wall Street.
That sucks.
And then Johnny Storm is Michael B. Jordan, who's attached informally. The studio hasn't come out and said it, but his people have come out and said
Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah, he's...
The kid from Hartville?
Yeah. Black... Johnny Storm, does that make you feel weird that they changed his origin so he's adopted?
Whatever they need to do to bring out, you know, ride what you can when Obama is president. Black. Let's put as many black people and stuff so people don't
freak out. Neglected.
I don't know. Would you matter if he was Asian?
No, I don't care.
It doesn't
care
really either. Matter.
It don't matter. If you're a good actor, you should do it.
Is he a good actor? I haven't seen him
since Harbaugh.
Oh, I like
Fruitvale Station.
He was I like him in Chronicle. He's in Chronicle.
Yeah, he was good in Chronicle.
He was in Chronicle?
Yeah.
Yeah. You see Chronicle?
I feel bad about him dying in the storm.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, stop. Stop doing that. You're ruining these movies for people.
Well, I'm just saying, he died in the storm.
Yeah.
If you've never seen the movie.
That was an old. That was an older movie.
Yeah. It's an older movie. I'm pretty sure a lot of people see it. But that should not have happened because as a colored person, that I would say.
Three of us are colored in this room.
Okay.
If we give Brian
the African-American or whoever want to call it, Negro Black.
Me no personally, one was going to call you that.
Me personally, if I had superpowers or not, where's he going? It's cold, there's thunder, it's rainy, and it's Seattle. I'm at home. I wait till it stops raining and be like, what's wrong?
You are literally a fair weather friend.
That's why
to this guy, you are literally
freaking out, but I don't care. He's up in the clouds.
He's
like
in the clouds.
Gonna kill himself.
And that
but
might be off topic. This might be off topic, but to the rain, why he died in there, it should never happen. That's why there's no black people in swimming teams Olympics, because until they heat up the pool, there's no niggas getting in.
No, Eric the Eel or something like that. Yeah, that guy won by default because all the other people fucking had a false start. He was like, he was a swimmer from Ethiopia or something.
Oh yeah, and like in the
well,
other
by
in the
yeah,
other
he like Olympics. He placed really high because all these people had false starts and he didn't. And he
yeah,
like,
it was like for like
he
one
also
event.
Set the record for the longest swim. Like it, I don't even think he finished. Swimming. He was so slow. But he was like the fastest person in Ethiopia.
Why wouldn't he be able to finish?
I don't know.
Like,
it's on YouTube. You can look at him on your phone. Preferably not right now.
Well, it looks like they're trying to like grab like the Spider-Man thing. Like, yeah. Spider-Man's young kid. They're like, oh, let's get some of that drama going
and
on.
I mean, they have to invest in these people. I'm really sad Allison Williams isn't in there. Because I think she'd be a better Sue Storm than Kate Mara or Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah, the problem is they don't have any young superheroes really out there.
Yeah.
So they gotta like invent them out of content they got.
Yeah.
So they gotta go
well,
a
like mainstream.
Way.
They can always
yeah, do. Mainstream. Yeah. They can do I've always do obscure ones.
So. Yeah. Like
well, that's why I want to see like a Shazam movie because you get like a little kid to play.
Oh, that was one of my theories actually for The Rock. I was thinking The Rock plays Shazam, me plays Billy Batson.
Oh, yeah.
Slightly older Billy Batson. The Rock is Shazam, so I'm like Shazam, and then The Rock comes. And
yeah.
He's,
that's pretty
perfect.
Awesome.
That'd be pretty sick.
And then I get to be in. I mean, I will stop watching Marvel movies if that's what it takes, Warner Brothers. This podcast could be a Warner Brothers exclusive podcast. We won't talk about any Marvel movies if you put me in that movie.
Yeah, Shazam going to be in TLA?
Maybe.
I can't see The Rock playing anyone with hair.
Yeah, he's the little. That's why I think it'd be cool because he's like the little kid and then he turns into.
Yeah, I'll be the little kid.
Yeah.
I'll shave my face. And I'll be like a slightly older. All these movies are going for younger. When you have a young character, what do? Go older. Put me in as Billy Batson. But not Billy Batson, obviously. I'm going to have a different name. And then when I say Shazam and the lightning strikes me, The Rock appears. I think that's a great idea.
Let's see if they do it.
Yeah. Warner Brothers.
They're going to hire, like, Dev Patel.
Yeah, Dev Patel. That's fucking shit, man.
Aziz Ansari is...
Billy Batson. I'm like, God damn it.
Shazam!
Shazam! Randy! Shazam! Oh, man. So, Amazing Spider-Man 3 is in some trouble this week because a few weeks ago, Mary Jane was edited out of Spider-Man 2. And she's played by Shailene Woodley. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So Shailene Woodley signed on to this new movie called Divergent. That's apparently not supposed to. It's supposed to be more than one movie.
Mm-hmm.
So people are now worried that she won't appear in Amazing Spider-Man 3 now because she is tied to this other franchise. Legitimate fear. That's in my opinion. That makes sense. But would you give up, Brian? Let's say you are Norman Osborn. They edit you out of this movie. You get an offer for another series. Maybe, like, what's that stupid bone? What's that stupid?
Yeah, City of Bones.
Yeah, this is that's a
young adult franchise.
And then you're like, okay, maybe. You sign on for that. And then they're like, oh, yeah, since you're tied to that, you can't be in this movie anymore.
Well, for me, I wouldn't, just because I'd rather be in a superhero movie, but I can see why she'd want to helm her own like trilogy, or they're probably going to do like four parts or whatever.
That's dumb.
She's a young actress, and she would want to do that.
If she's getting like a bigger role for this, and they like kicked her aside.
Mary Jane?
If they kicked her aside on the first like Amazing Spider-Man 2, who knows if they would even keep her or
Gwen Stacy is still alive. That's why. Maybe they're going to kill off Gwen Stacy in the third one.
But when they do, and you have Shailene Woodley against Emma Stone, people are not going to like Shailene Woodley.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
I have no idea what that person looks like.
They got Emma Stone, like, and they're like, everyone likes the chemistry they have in the movies, so everyone's going to be mad no matter what, whoever mm-hmm. Mary Jane is.
Mm-hmm. I would be okay with this idea, okay? Listen, they get Emma Stone, they rewrite the plot of Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man, they have a cloning device, which I think that was one of the things that came out, right?
Yeah, they would say something about cloning, because they do that in the comics also.
They clone Gwen Stacy, but her hair color changes.
And she turns to Mary Jane.
Yeah, so Gwen Stacy's other name, because she was on the reefer, they'd name her Mary Jane, because there's some high scientist or something, maybe.
Who knows? Like, no.
She dies, and Peter Parker's like, oh, I'm so heartbroken. Wow, you look just like this love of my life who just died, but your hair is a different color. Oh, well, Mary Jane, I like your name. Because Spider-Man's also
that'd be really funny.
Experimenting with drugs, because he's like a teenager.
It's all about marijuana in the end.
Yeah. That's not going to happen. I liked my rock. I shouldn't have given that idea out after my excellent idea. Everything pales in comparison to me and the Rock being Shazam together.
Look, I was taking his idea seriously. Then he went all crazy with the Mary Jane talk.
It would work because she looks good in both.
Yeah, exactly. She looks great in both.
That's why everyone thought when that first movie came out, they're like, oh, she's going to play Mary Jane, obviously. They're like, no.
But yeah, I think that's all the news we have for superheroes today. Let's see. So now for some Star Wars news. A shitload of important Star Wars news. Not a shitload, but important. J.J. Abrams says the script is finished for Episode 7, which is on the timeline. Someone at Disney said, end of January. And J.J. Abrams also confirmed that Jesse Plemons is in talks for the lead role, for a role in Episode 7. Matt Damon, for all you Breaking Bad fans. Do you guys see him? Or he was also in Friday Night Lights, the TV show.
Never seen it.
Okay.
I'm trying to picture him if he would be a good guy.
I think he'd be a good guy.
I don't know. And you see, he's just such evil. A dick as Todd.
In my
mind. It's like fresh in my mind.
Yeah, like in my head now, his face is very sociopath. He has a sociopathic face.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he'll just murder a bunch of Jedi children.
A bunch of younglings. Back. He's like, I did it for you!
I thought you wanted it this way.
He's like, who told you to do that? You did, Dad! It's like, and it's Luke Skywalker's like unknown little brother or something. They go really weird with the plot. J.J. Abrams like, we're done with the plot! Like, no one wants to see this coming!
The script! Twist! Everyone wants a twist, right?
Queen Amidala never died. And she gave birth to a third kid, oddly enough.
It was a delayed birth.
Yeah.
It was actually Anakin's son also.
The Force. Yeah.
Or the Force just impregnated her somehow. Like,
just like Anakin was kind of born.
Exactly. So there you go.
That's not actually...
Star Wars writes itself. Star Wars writes itself.
Yeah.
Come on.
But in more serious news, Carrie Fisher confirms that Mark Hamill and Ford are both returning as well. But Mark Hamill
confirm herself though.
Yeah, she also confirmed.
Okay,
but
so yeah, they're doing it.
But Mark Hamill refuses to confirm. Like he's the only person that won't confirm. He's at all. I don't know why. But other people are confirming him in it, and now he's just like R2-D2's in the movie. He confirmed.
What about Harrison Ford?
Harrison Ford is confirmed now.
He said that himself.
Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure.
But are they going to star in the movie or something?
They're supposed to be the main focus.
That doesn't make any sense.
So this sounds like it's going to be 20, maybe 5 or 10 years after the Death Star.
No, it's supposed to be in real time.
What do you mean real time?
Like
30 years later.
Yeah, 30 years later.
Well, technically the Empire still exists, so it makes sense what they're doing, right?
This is why I wanted Terrell on the
podcast. The Empire's not going to exist.
Terrell has like the craziest amount of knowledge about Star Wars in anime.
Okay, remember
the. I don't know the books, so.
Okay, well, we all remember.
No.
Return of the Jedi. Okay. The Death Star was destroyed.
Yes.
The Emperor is dead. Yes.
And Darth Vader is dead.
Darth Vader is also dead. Yes. But remember all the fleet, the Imperial fleet? You got to understand, some of them jumped back into hyperspace. The planet Coruscant was still an Imperial stronghold, garrison. I don't know the exact amount, but they want to say somewhere between 300,000 to 400,000 Imperial soldiers still on the planet. Now, one of the leaders, one of the Moffs, he didn't really want like a big Starfleet in the out in the atmosphere. There's only like
it's two clearly Star too Destroyers. Easy to destroy because it's been destroyed twice in like 10 years.
Yes. Exactly,
but too easy. But after that moment when they took it over, it took a long time. Even the Black Sun was still had like strongholds in Coruscant. Even after that period, after they took control of it, the Palpatine came back alive. He was a clone, even though they destroyed the Kamino factory on.
They are trying to make him a clone. I didn't hear that.
They made a clone. He died, though. He was killed by one of Han Solo's kids, if he had one.
Anakin Solo.
Anakin Solo. He was killed by him. But Anakin Solo was turned later on, so, you know, it can go a long way. It's just, I just know Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker would be like Grand Master Jedi, and he has Jedis who just came out of nowhere, which shouldn't be that many. But
yeah, they're just going to take over, though, because they got the Force on their side now.
Yeah, the good guys always win. Retro?
Yeah,
they do.
From after the Battle of Coruscant, they last for like maybe 10, 15, but there's another war.
But is this set like 30 years? This is technically
Star Wars, and we've only seen like two wars there in are, six movies.
Yeah, so. The Clone Wars and, well, the Rebels are fighting. They're in a war.
The Galactic Empire is still fighting. They're still fighting.
Well, yeah, you got to figure that. But why did everybody celebrate at the end of Return of the Jedi?
Only the Ewoks. Only on Endor, right?
No, they when he re-edited the movie, they went to all the different planets and they were all shooting off fireworks and whatever CGI crap they put in.
That's true.
In the new ones.
And they're all blinking and shit.
In like the movies, like when George Lucas redid them, so I don't know if that... Because they were all like celebrating. I mean, those could like...
Because it marked the end of the Empire's like... main top existence, like there was on the downfall.
I mean,
there's no way to fight back.
Well, that was the whole thing.
Remember when we tore down that statue of Saddam and we didn't catch him yet?
Yeah,
that's true.
But they killed him.
They got that shit from Star Wars.
They killed the U.S. Army is following Star Wars.
Exactly. They killed the Emperor, though. They threw him down.
Yeah,
the bat or whatever. Yeah. Or Darth Vader killed him.
All I'm saying is it wasn't technically marking the end.
But that this thing is going to be 30 years later, so. Did all this stuff happen in that 30 years, though?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, it may be
and then after those 30
over
years,
by then.
In another 5 years, there's a new major threat where those of the Galactic Empire...
No, but Luke Skywalker was supposed to bring a balance to the Force.
He did. But, somewhere along the comic series, I don't know if they'll go that far.
No, this is... Okay, so...
How far are they going to go in?
We don't know. They said they're going to start a new canon, so now
they said
everything...
they're having their whole new story anyway.
Yeah, everything released from now on is all going to be together, and they're just going to be like, ignore the books, ignore everything that's come out since... except for the original six movies.
Okay, so maybe they'll let go and see Chewbacca dies. Because Chewbacca died.
Yeah.
For all those Chewbacca carpet Wookiee fans.
Yeah, I think
Carpet Wookiee fans.
I think Chewbacca's too big to die.
Yeah.
He's too big to fail. In the movies.
The dude who acted him, or the dude who played him, he's fucking on his last legs. But Chewbacca,
you can get anybody.
So they're
just a 7 foot dude.
Screw all the comics and screw all the movies.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Just the new launch.
Except for the six
and then
movies.
The cartoons are going to also mesh, and the comics.
Yeah, everything's going to, yeah, everything's going to like be one story, and everything's going to happen in one universe.
So all the Cartoon Network, like cartoons for that, who branched out of that
before? The Clone Wars, I think, counts.
Clowns. So it sounds like they're still going in that chronological order.
Yeah, they're still going to be. It's still going to be in chronological order.
You can't
yeah.
change the comics and all that. It's still that. Like they.
Yeah, but some
that.
Of the well, things happened in like future. Different stuff. Like everything that happens. Yeah, as Michael's saying, everything that happens in the future.
Like I think they can. Well, that's
like they could change the amount of sons Han Solo and Princess Leia. They could make him maybe Princess Leia's infertile or barren or something. They can modernize Star Wars a little bit.
I think the only
He's
thing
like, I can't have kids. He's like, then we'll adopt them.
Yeah, because the weird thing, because I think they might even change the past too. Because like if they do like a Yoda origin or something weird, they could even change that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because they're making that new movie between 3 and 4. Or, I mean, new cartoon. They're making like Star Wars Rebels or something,
mm-hmm.
which is right
which,
after
like, they
3.
Just released some footage of.
Yeah, which is right after 3 and before 4.
What?
Yeah,
Rogue Squadron. Fuck Rebels. Rogue Squadron.
That was a dope game.
Wedge Antilles, after that destruction, becomes like Grand Admiral. Not Akbar no more. It's Wedge Antilles. He is number one superstar destroyer. Superstar destroyer.
This would awesome. Be before. This is before Admiral Akbar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Well, Admiral Akbar was he wasn't in the Clone Wars. He was in there.
Yeah. For an episode, but he's not too. An admiral. But he's like Private Akbar.
Yeah, it's like Private Akbar or something like that.
So this is after Return of the Jedi, correct?
No, this is after.
No, after the third, after Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
Right before A New Hope.
This is where
a
all
New
those
Hope.
Characters are coming in.
No, this is.
This is a cartoon.
This is a cartoon, Star Wars Rebels.
But the movie, though, this is after Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, how old is he? Because Mark Hamill's pretty old.
Yeah, Mark Hamill's. Yeah. They all don't look like they are. Harrison Ford is in the best shape.
Well, that's
out of
the thing.
The three,
he's
going
to be. Like, did Obi-Wan look like he was.
That's true.
Ready to do anything in like the first Star Wars ever? Like,
doesn't matter. He was Jedi. I guess.
That's what I'm saying. Mark it's going to be the same way with Mark Hamill.
Yeah,
all
but Mark Hamill's like.
But I don't think they can star.
He's out of shape in other ways. Like. Yeah. There's a difference of, like,
he looks
old
like
looking. Yeah, and there's a difference between, like, a fat, like, belly and shit.
They must already have kids. Because Luke Skywalker
Oh, they have to,
Mary
yeah.
Yeah, they have kids and they're, stuff. That's what they're talking
they're
about.
They're going to have kids in it. It's just whether who's going to be the focus of the movie is what's going on.
Probably just Mark Hamill. Because he's Grandmaster.
I can't imagine he's the star of the movie, though. And he's the ultimate action guy we're going to follow. Like...
Hey, they could still put him in CGI effects.
That's true.
No, but J.J. Abrams said he's not going to do that. Like, there's rumors that there's a full-scale Millennium Falcon built somewhere, like, in this on Earth. There's a warehouse that houses a full-sized Millennium Falcon.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that.
It's over there on Jamboree in California. It's over there in that thing.
But I can't imagine they're going to completely shun CGI like that.
Yeah,
they're not going to use it at all. It's like there's a thing of overkill, which they did in the other movies, and then there's a thing where they need
like
to use it.
Cause
it doesn't. It's not like all CGI is terrible looking or anything.
Yeah. And then the last big rumor is Pixar might be making a Star Wars movie. That's what their current rumor is, which I'm not against.
How so? How would they do that?
What do you mean? They're making that big what is that movie called?
Big Hero 6.
Yeah, but would they like... It would follow the same canon, I guess?
You'd have to.
That's crazy.
What?
Yeah. Pixar making a new Star Wars movie?
Based off what?
I don't know. Maybe it could be an origin movie. They said they're going to make some individual character-based movies. So it could be like... Maybe this is the Yoda movie. They never specified that they're going to be acting.
Oh, yeah. I would just assume so.
Yeah.
That's weird.
If it's Pixar, it's probably gonna be more friendly based, so it's going to be...
Yeah, it'd be like, it's probably like the kid angle more, even though Star Wars, like, the original Star Wars were pretty
I would really like to watch a movie just on those aliens on Kamino. Those aliens were weird as shit.
I love them.
The cloners!
Yeah.
They could probably go with the Ewoks.
They could do... Fish I would love
could do
an Ewok
movie, yeah.
What are they doing? But before...
They have, like, Ewok cartoons.
Endor. Yeah, I have some of those.
Yeah.
And they have an Ewok movie that they filmed up in San Francisco.
This is probably off topic, but you know what the worst Star Wars, like, episode ever was?
Did you say the Christmas special?
The Christmas
special.
Yeah. That's why they accepted it. But it introduced Boba Fett. But he was riding a dinosaur.
Oh, so that happened before 5?
That happened in the 80s.
The Christmas special? The 80s, and it's after all of them.
No, it's in the 70s. It's never been released, though. It's on YouTube, though. So, now it's that time again. It's time for This Week in Movies in the Past. Not many movies in the past this week. So, I just want some highlights.
I've tried to think of, like, the worst month of movies.
It's this month.
It's got to be January, right?
Yeah.
Didn't that movie come out with Kevin Hart and Ice Cube?
Yeah, that movie came out last week. Ride Along?
Yeah.
Ride Along.
That movie doesn't look good.
Yeah, it doesn't look...
It's one of those black people blockbusters. I would rather see that than watching a Madea film.
Yeah, so. Tyler Perry is another time. But
it's a little bit different. But I'm just saying, like, overall month-wise by
it's
movies.
January.
Yeah.
People don't want to watch movies. Taxes.
Well, yeah.
February is when all the good shit comes out.
Okay, so this week in Movies of the Past. 1987, The Stepfather. 1995, Before Sunrise. 1998, Spice World. 2002, A Walk to Remember. The Count of Monte Cristo. The Mothman Prophecies. And Kung Pao Enter the Fist. 2004, The Butterfly Effect and Win a Date with Ted Hamilton. 2006, Annapolis. 2007, Smoking Aces. 2008, Rambo. 2010, Legion and the Tooth Fairy. And 2012, The Grey.
I would have to say the best film was The Legion.
Legion wasn't... It was
I like
all right.
The Grey.
The special effects looked weird, though. Where the mouth's stretched out and everything.
Yeah, but that grandma in the beginning.
That was like the what they were selling the whole movie with.
Yeah,
though.
That was the whole preview.
Oh, God, that movie.
It's going to burn. God,
stop.
That makes me feel like if I ever had a baby and little white lady wanted to see my child, you're like, no. I will kill you right here and explain to them why I didn't.
So this week in movies in the now, in theaters this week is I, Frankenstein, and on VOD, Enemies Closer and 24 Exposures.
Is it VOD or is it VOD?
VOD, Video On Demand.
Okay.
So now for some miscellaneous movie news. Why the Last Man, which is a very popular comic series, New Line might lose the rights if they don't go into production in a few months, and then the rights will go back to the creators as per their contract. And apparently this movie's been in development since 2005. So, yeah. This is kind of like what we were talking about last week with the Fantastic Four movie that they made in the middle that they never released, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much it's per the contract. They have to be like, okay, it has to be in development, or they have to like start shooting. So they could shoot something really shitty, and then they'll still retain the rights.
That's annoying.
Yeah, because New Line has been talking about one of the first rumors to come out for this movie was after Disturbia came out, and they got DJ Caruso to direct Why the Last Man, and Shia LaBeouf was supposed to be the main character. So that tells you how long ago this movie was in production, or in development, I mean. Now, the next story is about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I say that weird because it's the costume, what they think the costume is going to look like, based on the Halloween costume that they're going to release, or that's like being released. And holy shit, this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
This is the most terrifying thing I've seen in my life.
Now, I'm going to upload the picture somewhere, maybe on our Instagram or something. There's a tattoo on his arm, he has sunglasses and dog tags. He has a sweater wrapped around his waist. He looks weird. He has biking shorts, mm-hmm. I think. I don't know. I lost faith in this movie already.
Idiot.
I mean, I understand it's a child's costume, but yeah, like the fact that this is like, based off of the what the characters are supposed to look like.
I mean, if you actually see like the one image they have, is that like image from the movie or something? Like, I know it's not from the movie, but they have like an image of like all the Ninja Turtles that looks cooler than this. But
yeah.
There's probably going to be like a secret thing on the show where it has like a Pizza Hut sticker or something.
I don't know. I think Kid Cudi has been doing too much drugs because he's like the consultant for this movie.
Is
for
he?
Some reason. Yeah.
I just don't have much hope because of Michael Bay.
Yeah.
I don't know. He doesn't tell good stories.
Yeah.
Me. I don't like his storytelling.
He tends to ruin things.
Yeah.
He's just like, explosions!
Yeah.
And that's the movie.
So, yeah, that happened. So let's just move on. Frozen is being re-released in theaters. I mean, it's already in theaters right now as a sing-along version on January 31st, so...
So they're just putting lyrics
with the bouncing snowflake.
Has this been done before? Is this a new thing?
I think it's been done a long time ago.
I've seen it on video, on DVDs and stuff.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, but I feel like if you're going in theater, I don't want to hear people singing. Like,
that's why they're releasing it so late.
But...
Well, you know what you're going into. It'll be announced as a sing-along. It's not going to be like...
They're not going to drop it on you.
Yeah, I know, but... Okay, well, then I'd go to, like, some obscure theater and sit there
alone. Some obscure theater alone with my friends, and we get wasted before. Yeah. We just sing all the Frozen songs drunk, like karaoke status. That would be a blast. But, yeah. So, if you're... I mean, Frozen had great music, very catchy music, so there's your chance to go watch it and maybe sing it with a bunch of kids and stand out and look weird.
you're just standing, like, there's all kids in there. You're just, like, stand up and yelling the lyrics.
Singing, like, yeah. Let it go! Snow doesn't bother, or the cold doesn't bother me anyways. It's all packed.
Get this guy
should, like,
out
throw
of the
ice
theater.
At people.
Yeah. Back to the Future news, kind of. A fan is challenging fans all over the world of Back to the Future to make 15 Jaws sequels by October 2015 so we can have... So Jaws 19 will be out by October 2015. I thought this would be...
The one crappy theater.
At that one
in
crappy
Hill
theater.
In Hill Valley.
Yeah. Now, for those of you who don't understand that, Back to the Future 2, Marty goes up into 2015 in October, and Jaws 19 is playing in the theater, so...
We got a lot of work to do to get all the things about that future right.
Yeah.
Where's our hoverboards?
Where's our hover cars?
Give me my jacket that's too long and then it adjusts.
Where's like the facial things, the food?
Yeah, where's my Pizza Hut where I can just reheat in my house?
Where are all my fax machines?
Exactly. that go off all at once when you send one.
Yeah.
Where's my thumbprint?
Why did they think in 2015 we're going to have all those? I know it's a movie, but...
No, because apparently when he goes back in time also, there's a bunch of sequels playing. So, like, that was a joke that, like, oh, the sequels are so popular, and they're going to stay popular forever. But they died down for a little bit, and then they came back into vogue.
I still want my thumbprint to open
and those
my
movies,
doors.
What, Back to the Future 2 was, like, 1980...
89, I think.
89, yeah. So, it was a long time ago. And, I mean, I think
it's hard to predict the future. I mean...
I think we do have some of that stuff that the government's just not telling us. Hoverboards? We got that.
I mean, we got like those projector screens. We can make those. They're not like practical. They look shitty, but
like, I mean, yeah, I think you could feed in.
Would you be all right if they were like, "Hey, here's a hoverboard. You can only hover off the ground about 2 inches. Are you satisfied?"
Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
How fast are you gonna go?
I'm not gonna go fast at all. I don't care if I'm going a foot a minute. I'm gonna be standing.
It goes the same speed as a skateboard. It's just
I'm gonna be standing. I'm gonna be floating on the ground, and I'm gonna wave to people and be like, "Suck my nuts."
Then you're gonna fall
on
a
hoverboard,
pond.
And then I'm gonna.
Are you gonna wear your DeLoreans while you do it?
Yeah, I will wear my DeLoreans. Mm. Oh, there's a little fun story that people don't know. Me and Terrell waited overnight in the cold in California, cold. Let's be real. For a pair of sneakers.
Wait. It was cold.
It was really cold.
It was really cold that night. I was in a cardigan, a white thin V-neck, and some jeans.
No, I give you a jacket.
Hold on. Creative Recreations, which is a British shoe that's made in China, which still keep you warm for nothing. He gave me his jacket that he went to Germany in with, so I got this German patch.
Like a German fucking army surplus jacket.
Yes. I don't know how people looked at me like, this kid must be from Germany. He's an exchange student standing in line for shoes. Let's take a picture of him. World Star Hip Hop. Black kid waits for shoe release. German.
It was cold as hell, though.
It was cold. My nose is pink. I was like, Drew, I can't do it. I'm going to go sit in your car. And you're like, oh, don't leave the engine room. I was like, no, I'm not going to leave the engine room. I just go to sleep. And I waited for him to call me.
And I was like, yo, sneakers being released. It was worth it. $88. Very appropriate. The DeLorean edition sneakers. Only 1,000 were made. And I think they still call for money. So that was a good investment.
Oh, yeah. I haven't looked at how much those are. I think it's based on the size, huh?
Yeah, we got pretty good sizes, like 10 and a half and 11.
Yeah, who got 10 and a half? You got 10 and a half?
I got 10 and a half. You got 11.
Yeah, I got 11.
So, yeah. Back to the Future fans. Just look it up. I don't remember where it was. The Wolf of Wall Street news came out this week that Jonah Hill was only paid $60,000 to be in this movie. He took crazy pay cut to work with Martin Scorsese. And it worked out for him. I mean, he got nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
He won, right? At Critics' Choice Award or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think he was begging Martin Scorsese for this role and stuff. He was like, just let me audition or something.
Good for him. I would do that.
Yeah. Like, he's just trying to be more credible.
Crap load of money.
Terrell has some news on the shoes.
According to me, according to eBay, the DMC-12 is Nike Dunk SE DeLorean. Size 9. Is $800 right now.
Holy shit. That's a great investment.
Size 9.
Size 9.
Is that like Marty size or something?
New with
Marty
box.
McFly size.
Free Expedia worldwide.
Mine's fucking with the receipt. I still have that receipt.
With the receipt.
Okay, so yeah, he took that huge pay cut. And I mean, like, I think everyone almost did, except for Leonardo DiCaprio, I think, because like Spike Jonze is in the movie, uncredited. There's a bunch of people in that movie. The Indian guy from Outsourced, he's in that movie. And he's one of the traders that works for Belford and Sons or whatever the company's called. It's like, it's crazy the amount of people that are in that movie.
Yeah. Apparently that one, when he did that one speech, it was like hundreds of extras.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Cocaine in the air and shit.
Yeah.
They already had an Asian person, Pride. You were definitely not going to be in there.
I could just
they
be
already
like,
had one
like
Indian guy. I'm not going to be in there. Michael had the best chance. He's like, I wear glasses.
A bunch of white people in that movie.
He's like, I don't have a suit, though, so I'm fucked. That's the thing. That probably casting call is like, bring a suit. You're in.
That's not true. You just need no clothes. You can also be in there.
Oh, yeah. You can be naked.
One of those scenes, yeah.
Or be a little person.
Yeah.
That was a funny... Like, that movie... after watching it, it was clearly a comedy. Like, oh, I laughed so hard in that movie. Anyways, Margot Robbie, of course. She's in talks for Tarzan and Z for Zachariah.
Yay.
So, I guarantee you will. She won't be nude. Neither of those movies, I think.
She should be nude in Tarzan. I mean,
yeah, it's more realistic.
She's Jane.
So?
If she's in Jane,
in the jungle, though.
Yeah, when she goes in the jungle.
She's what happens like, when you go to the jungle? You're not
why
gonna
are you wearing a loincloth? And then they get naked. And she's like.
Is this going to be a rated R movie?
I don't know.
Should be.
But she was naked in Wolf of Wall Street, and it was well worth that. That 3 hours, I was like, okay.
She should be in every movie.
She was a little bit of a bitch, though, in that movie. I mean, not really.
She made that accent so tolerable to me.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because I hate that accent.
You hate Australian accents?
No, in the movie, her Brooklyn accent.
Right? Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jordan. Jordan, let's splash some water.
The scene where like we first meet her is so great with Jonah Hill. Like, I was so pissed they ruined that scene in the fucking Golden Globes. Like, that and Gravity. I was surprised that they ruined those two movies, yeah. But I was like, oh, it's so great.
I love that scene.
It was so great. It was a really funny movie. If you haven't seen that movie by now...
I just wish it was shorter, because I would watch it over and over if it's shorter.
Yeah, I'm sure someone's going to edit. Maybe I'll do it. No, I'm not. But I'm sure someone will edit that movie down a little bit.
Just watch all the Margot Robbie scenes.
Oh, I want to see all the scenes where they do drugs. Which is 3 hours of the whole movie.
We can split that into two separate movies.
Well, you can see he sobers up, so like, just take out all that part.
You can pretty much do like 30-minute plot and then like 2.5 hours of drugs.
The one of my favorite drug scenes in that movie was when they smoke crack, because Jonah Hill's smile is so great after the smoke crack. He's like, he has a giant smile and his teeth are right. All, it's so great. So yeah, go watch Wolf of Wall Street and then be on the lookout for Tarzan and Z for Zachariah. And you know where you should be on the lookout for? Be on the lookout here, because we're your source for all movie news.
I'll be the source for all Margot Robbie news.
Margot Robbie news. Maybe, is she single?
Yes, she said she was single at the Golden Globes.
Ooh, so...
Her type is Joaquin Phoenix, though, so...
I could be, like, Joaquin Phoenix in I'm Still Here. When he, like, grew out his beard and had long hair.
Yeah.
Or in Her, when he's just jerking off on the bed.
And wear, like, really high-waisted pants.
Yeah, I could do that, too. So, call me, Margo. Let's make your name more pronounceable. Less confusing for people. DreamWorks announced that they're going to make Captain Underpants. Now, if you're a child of the 90s, you'll be a fan of that. Right? 90s?
Yeah,
90s. Early 2000s?
I assume it came out when we were kids.
We were in elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
It was 90s.
And then, I remember hitting the book fair and people were buying it.
With the Scholastic Book Fair. That was a big deal in our childhood. And I think it was the third book had the name generator. Do you guys remember your names from that? Where it was... The first initial of your name got you the first part of your name, and then the first letter of your last name, and then the last letter of your last name. So it's a three-word name, and mine was Gidget Hamster Brain.
Okay, it could have been your rap avatar.
Gidget Hamster Brain? I'll be like the Childish Gambino with the Wu-Tang generator. I don't think anyone wants to listen to a rap album, but
Wu-Tang generator name.
I forgot what mine was, too. It wasn't that great. But, yeah, Gidget Hamster Brain, I don't think anyone wants to hear that.
A rap album. Okay, maybe it's a DJ.
DJ Gidget Hamster Brain. No.
How do you know? GHB.
GHB, that's a drug, I think.
Yes, that is the date rape. That's one of the date rape drugs.
Right? Yeah, DJ date rape.
How do I know?
Yeah, Mike, how do you know?
No comment.
Michael's like, that's what I asked for.
I know the recipe.
The GHB.
But yeah, so.
There you go, that could be your tagline. They didn't know what they were getting into.
That's terrible. That's like rape culture and shit. Can't That's all the bad stuff that people are gets on the internet that I don't understand how it works.
You can just keep remixing Robin Thicke's song over and
yeah,
over.
Blurred Lines. That's my whole thing. I just play Blurred Lines on repeat.
Oh, that'd be what Lex Luger did. Same beat on everyone. You just did Blurred Lines, change it up. I saw this beat to Miley Cyrus. They didn't know what he was getting into.
I just take different vocals and put it on top of Blurred Lines.
Exactly.
People go crazy for that one. So yeah, the voice casting of Captain Underpants is great to me. Kevin Hart, Ed Helms, Nick Kroll, Jordan Peele, and Thomas Middleditch. The only person I don't know is that last guy's name. Who is that?
I don't know who that is.
No, I don't know. Who?
Thomas Middleditch. Middleditch.
Wait, Kevin Hart is Captain Underpants?
I don't know.
Who'd you say?
I think Ed Helms is going to be Captain Underpants.
Who'd you say was making this?
DreamWorks.
DreamWorks.
I really hope they keep that style.
Yeah.
That Captain Underpants cover.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Are they going like 3D on us?
Yeah, I think it's going to be 3D.
It is 3D.
It's going to look so
But
creepy.
I think you'll... No, because I think they did well for Horton Hears a Who and stuff, which we talked about last week.
No, I'm just saying Captain Underpants would look so weird.
I know, it's like a giant naked... Like the concept is still very strange.
I remember my parents wouldn't let me read those books either, because they're like, you have no business reading these books. Which I agree with. Like,
it is kind of creepy when
it's really strange.
When you're like, okay, so mom, dad, this guy wears whitey tidies, is a superhero named Captain Underpants. Maybe is DreamWorks trying to get into the superhero movie business with this?
This is their angle.
Yeah. We got this one.
I mean, they still make those books. Like,
did they really?
Yeah, there was a new Captain Underpants book that came out recently.
I think we stopped at three, right? Because we grew up.
Yeah. I mean...
Or they took like he took a big break or something.
Yeah, it was a huge break. Yeah. But then he also made other books about like a robotic mouse or something.
Oh.
So yeah.
It's crazy with kids things. Sometimes you can get away with like... Because crazy they're kids' shit. Books, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all Dr. Seuss books is like, you're on some kind of drugs if you're like looking at Dr. Seuss books. But
there's a deep they work because they're for kids. Books.
Yeah, yes, but...
Like that buttering toast one.
Like crazy
they,
stuff.
One side of the wall, they butter toast up. And the other side of the wall, they butter toast down. It's just the Berlin Wall. That's all it is, man.
They said that Thomas, was it?
Middleditch.
Last movies was on the Wolf of Wall Street and campaign with Will Ferrell.
Who is he in the Wolf of Wall Street?
It didn't say. I mean, if you're not
what's the guy
IMDb,
look like?
If you're not in like the main set of characters, I guess you're a small,
probably an extra.
Actor.
Yeah, if he's even the last name on this list, he's probably like the smallest voice.
I feel like I recognize him, but I don't.
Yeah, he looks like that guy at Starbucks. That's.
Oh, he was in.
He looks like Spike Jonze.
This is like a. No, this guy was in. He was in a few TV shows that I watched.
Wait, is he Ben Kate? Is that guy? No.
No.
I'm just racist.
Yeah, against white people with scraggly hair. He was in... Oh, he's in Silicon Valley, the new show coming out. And he was in... shit. Crap. The Brass Teapot.
Yes.
It was like called.
Hey guys, dinner movie. Want to go see Brass Teapot?
It was a good movie. It was like weird. It wasn't. It was about this couple that had to like beat each other and shit. It was weird. For like money, like the Brass Teapot was a magical teapot, and the more they hit each other, the more money would come into it.
So you would kill that person.
Yeah, like it ended up almost being like that.
Mm.
So, Quentin Tarantino's movie The Hateful Eight, which we've been excited for, looks like it might not be released because the script got leaked. According to Quentin Tarantino, he only gave the script to like six people, and three of them were for sure didn't leak it. He's like, I was on these three people. And then I also gave it to Michael Madsen. The Hateful Eight is his new movie that's a Western. It's supposed to be shot on 70mm. Which is what How the West Was Won was shot.
Why would he care if it got leaked, though?
Because apparently the whole script got leaked. Like, so, it's everyone has it. He's very secretive, like, and very old school with his stuff.
I thought like most things get leaked by the time movies come out.
Yeah, just, well, this is really early on.
Yeah, that is really early.
Whoever leaked this was the guy who leaked Drake's album.
No. Bruce Dern. Because he thinks Bruce Dern's agent did it. Because he gave it to... What's that guy from Lie to Me? Tom...
Sell it.
No.
Oh, the main guy?
Yeah.
He's in Incredible Hulk. He's the bad guy.
You should fire him.
Oh, Tim Roth.
Yeah.
Tim Roth. You give it to Tim Roth, Bruce Dern, and Michael Madsen. And apparently Michael Madsen like fucked him over a long time ago. Like borrowing money or something. That's why he hasn't worked out with him for a while. And then...
So why would you trust him?
Okay. He's like, this is his... Redemption. So he didn't leak it, though. And then Bruce Dern... It looks like it's Bruce Dern's agent. That's what the news is saying.
So fire that agent.
Yeah, it's like, fuck no. Everyone in Hollywood has it. And apparently this script, like, I was reading the first page, and it's awesome.
Now it's going to be like a Netflix downfall movie.
Yeah, someone else will make it real quick.
Yeah, but he said, Quentin Tarantino's like, oh, like that's just one. I have like 9 more in the chamber. He said, that's just one movie idea. I'd have 9 more. So we'll see what happens.
He should have came out and be like, I'll just make that film later just to shit on everyone in Hollywood.
He'll release another
script. That's what he'll probably do.
He'll write a terrible script and then leak it.
Yeah, yeah, that's what people think. Like, maybe this was like on purpose. Like, maybe there's a trick on Quentin Tarantino. See who he couldn't trust, A, and then B, just like leak out a fake script.
Oh.
That'd be pretty smart. Jay-Z
shit. Watch for the traitor. This must have been what's that film? I know, this isn't Godfather. This was the Barzini.
Yeah, the Branzini.
Or the Barzini meeting. Watch for the traitors.
So now for Alice in Wonderland fans, Through the Looking Glass is being made, the sequel to Alice in Wonderland, and Sacha Baron Cohen is in talks, along with Johnny Depp, and we don't know who Sacha Baron Cohen is going to play. I would like to see Borat or Bruno in the Wonderland world.
Just get in there. It's still with Tim Burton, right?
Yeah, it's Tim Burton still.
He's got to be the villain. I wouldn't...
I don't know who the villain is in Through the Looking Glass, so...
I don't know. Oh, yeah, there's books. I don't know what happens in the books.
I didn't care to read them. The Dark Tower, Aaron Paul is in talks with Ron Howard, so that's kind of exciting.
And what's The Dark Tower?
It's a comic book. But I don't know. I think anything that would bring Ron Howard, anything that takes Aaron Paul with Ron Howard sounds great to me, because I think Aaron Paul is like on the rise. We'll see how Need for Speed does, though.
Can't imagine that does well.
I don't know.
Yeah. But maybe it could be the next Fast and Furious.
I can't imagine.
Too soon.
Yeah.
But they're still making it. What are you talking about?
I didn't say he was going to be the next Paul Walker, now. There's going to be 2 different biopics released this year on Walt Disney from 2 different studios, and neither of them are Disney studios.
Is that the new thing? Like, everybody makes like 2 movies of the same thing.
Yeah,
at the same. Thing. That's what they're doing. That like
very... Pan, which we're going to talk about a little bit.
They did that with Snow White.
Yeah,
Hercules.
Hercules.
Everybody's doing that.
So the first one's called As Dreamers Do, and there's no information on that. The second one is about Walt Disney, or what is called Walt Before Mickey, and is based on a novel by Timothy Susannan, which was endorsed by the Disney family. And as the title suggests, this film won't be following Walt as a famous creator he became, but instead will focus on his rise to that point. And John Hader, who's Napoleon Dynamite, is among the cast of the member playing Roy Disney, who's Walt's brother. Now, I hope, since these movies aren't from Disney, they can have smoking and drinking, so I hope they show him doing that a lot, because
yeah,
they did that a lot.
They'll do the
and
darker,
I hope he says some of the racist
side.
Shit that he's been known to say,
yeah.
Like N-word pile, and
Walt Disney was racist?
No, they say he wasn't racist, but like at the time, like after World War II, the in vogue term instead of sucker punch was Jap punch, because they considered Japs. Like, after Pearl Harbor, it was a surprise attack. So it's like, oh, that's a Jap punch. He Jap punched him.
Oh.
So it's one of those things, like, N-word pile instead of dog pile.
Like, nigger pile?
Yeah. I didn't want to say it.
So he was like, who was like that?
I know you gave me the hood pass, apparently.
John Wayne's like that.
Yeah, he said some stuff like that. But he also married a Mexican woman.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people don't know. And he was very open about his racism, though. Like, it was blatant racism. Like, oh, white people are better. But then he married a Mexican woman, so. Or a Latina woman.
All those late Western films he did. I love them.
Where actually. He killed those Indian people. Native Americans. and The Giver. Some pictures got released and some information got released. Jeff Bridges is The Giver. He's been fighting for this movie to be made for a long time. Appropriate. Because do you guys remember The Giver back in the day?
It's a book, right?
Yeah, it's a book that we all had to read back in the day in elementary school. I remember hearing it like 3 times. Where they, like, murder the twins and shit. Like, if they murder one of the twins, and it's, like, this perfect utopia world where everything's black and white.
Everybody has, like, a job.
Yeah, everyone has to have the same haircut, and everyone gets a job when they're 12 that they have to go to school for. They're changing the age of Jonas, who's the main character, from 12 to 16 now. Because in the book, he develops this relationship with this girl, and they're like, oh, that's kind of weird if they're both, like, 2 12-year-olds. Now that they're 16, we can change it up and make it a little sexier.
Of course.
They said that in the press release I read. Like, of course. Not the press release, but
this is the actual reason.
So we see Jonas with his baby brother in one of the pictures, and Jonas talking to the Jeff Bridges in another picture. And
I predict it's going to suck.
Meryl Streep, I think, is supposed to be the head woman in that city.
He doesn't look like the Giver.
Are you with the beard and shit?
Yeah, the beard's supposed to be like a huge giant thing on
his head. Wearing a slippers and shit. He's not even wearing normal shoes. He's very old and like look at this place. I think he'll Jeffrey is a great actor.
Clean shaven here. He needs to have that like the cover of the Giver. This is a terrible
angle.
Okay, but we know his beard is short already, so that's already ruined the whole book for me. This whole movie. I give up.
This guy knows what he's talking about. Just based off his critic right there. The criticism. I don't even want to go watch it.
I don't think you were the main demographic for that movie anyway, sir.
Still, not watching it.
I'm going to go watch it. I think I'll go watch it twice. I'll go watch it three times because of you guys.
I think it sounds good.
It sounds like good.
I am.
I'm not going to pay for
it. I'm going to give it. Well, I like the book movies.
Yeah, the book. I mean, it's going to be equivalent to like Holes in my head. It's equivalent to Holes. Holes was a great movie because
I thought the movie was pretty good.
Because that was an hour and 25-minute book. You could probably read that book in one day.
Now kids are going to be like, I can just watch that movie instead of read that book.
And then teachers,
even though it's completely, they'll be like, he was 12 years old.
That'll be one of the questions on the test.
How old is Jonas?
Remember that
he can't be 12.
In high school, our teacher did that with one of the tests. She wrote like what happens at the end of this book. Because she knew that in Cliff Notes, like, the ending was screwed up in the Cliff Notes. So she, like, gave us that question to see who read the Cliff Notes and didn't read the book.
Dick.
And the only reason I read the Cliff Notes was because I didn't have enough time to read that book because I read the other two books, like, twice each. Because I liked...
That's the thing. They give you three books at a time.
Yeah, I liked Animal Farm. And it was Red Badge of Courage was that book.
Oh.
Animal Farm and A Separate Piece. I liked those books a lot. And I didn't like Red Badge of Courage at all.
This was a summer reading thing?
Yeah, it was a summer reading. And then one of our friends didn't even read the books and he got a pass.
Of course.
Margot Robbie.
He's dropping names.
No, Margot Robbie was the name of the girl. She has a very similar name to our friend who got the pass.
Subliminal diss.
Yeah. On my Childish Gambino flow shit. Pan news. Hugh Jackman is confirmed as Blackbeard because Javier Bardem backed out and Garrett Hudland is in talks for Hook. Now, this is the darker Peter Pan movie and I read some of the storyline, like the plot premise thing.
Is Peter Pan
thing.
Good or is he bad?
He's good, but Blackbeard is in control of Neverland and Peter Pan is starting an uprising against Blackbeard, and I think Hook will come into power.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going to happen. They still haven't cast Pan. This isn't from Disney. This is gonna
it's probably
going
to be Justin Bieber.
No, not after this week.
Once they deport him, they can.
Think. Oh, hopefully, man.
Deport who? His,
Justin Bieber.
Oh, he's from Canada.
He got a DUI.
So they can take him back?
Yeah, they can send him back. He's an American citizen.
Mm.
And then if you get a DUI, you're not allowed back into America. Just like if you have a DUI in the United States, you're not allowed to into Canada.
Wow, that destroys a lot of his tour dates.
Hopefully, I hope so. I mean, he retired from music anyways, so.
Oh, wait, you get a DUI here.
That's bullshit. It was like Jay-Z with the black
can
album.
He leave
I'm retiring!
Can he leave and come back? He can't do that?
No.
Really?
Yeah, it's considered like a violent... You can't have a criminal past and go into Canada, you. And you can't have a criminal
There's
past.
There's no way.
Yeah,
I bet...
That's what happened to Slick Rick. Remember Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick?
What?
They did the same thing to him.
He wasn't allowed in. That's why a lot of rappers aren't allowed into Canada to go on tour.
What's the... But they can go somewhere else and come back.
What do you mean?
You're telling me Justin Bieber's never going to be able to leave the U.S.
No, he can. He'll be deported. If he's deported, he'll go to Canada.
No, not deported. Just like right now. Can he go somewhere?
No, he's on bail.
Yeah, but once this is all over.
Yeah, in theory. He'll be. Okay. He could go to Canada, but I don't think he'll... If they find him guilty of this DUI,
yeah.
I don't think he'll be allowed back into the United States.
He's not going to get one.
He's short.
They were saying no alcohol or something. Or like,
it was a .011 was his BAC. But this isn't a celebrity news podcast,
who
guys.
Who cares?
Trailer talk. Oh, wait, shit. Trailer talk. We're going to talk about some trailers that we saw this week.
Trailer.
And I saw two.
Whoa. Drew saw more trailers than anybody this week, which
yeah,
he doesn't
watch
trailers.
Because there's only three of us, three trailers we're talking about. So you want to talk about the first one?
Yeah, so I saw a trailer for, it's a new, one of those DC animated movies that they make that I think are like, they've been better than any of the movies, like live action ones they made so far that I've seen.
Except for the Dark Knight.
Yeah, well, yeah, I consider that a different realm. Dark Knight doesn't count, because Dark Knight's really good, but... This is like for the Son of Batman, so it's focused on Damian Wayne and Batman and Talia al Ghul and Ra's al Ghul.
So this
Ra's
is,
Ghul.
What's someone call it? Comic.
It's based on an actual comic. I don't
yeah,
know
Scottish. What's the guy's name?
I don't know the name.
God damn it.
Grant Morrison. Grant Morrison, right?
Yeah, his books.
Yeah, it's based on his books. And Deathstroke's the bad guy.
Awesome.
And it just looks, it looks really sweet.
It does.
Just like, yeah. You see the trailer too? You see it too?
I watched it, yeah.
Yeah.
When he cool. popped out from behind the curtain.
So yeah.
That was really overly dramatic. Like, but yeah. overall, it's really
cool. I like the movies because they show blood and like...
They're mature themed. Like,
yeah. Well, that's the thing.
They're supposed to be, right?
They still treat it like it's in a, like it would be a live action movie, but it's just in cartoon form.
And the animation style is like on point.
Yeah,
and
it's not perfect animation.
It's not computer animated.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like,
a lot of these are PG-13.
Yeah.
If not R, I think some
the
of them
original,
are.
The original Batman series that we used to watch on WB was
PG-13. Because it was a Fox at Night.
Yeah, it was dark.
It was a primetime
cartoon. Batman Beyond. You went to the kiddie life.
Yeah, that was more.
That was more kid friendly. Yeah.
Have you seen some of these superhero on Netflix?
Yeah, we're going to talk about one today.
But on the Netflix?
Yeah.
It's 2G.
Oh, like the Justice League Unlimited and stuff.
Yeah, it's 2 rated,
Oh, yeah, those ones. But some of the movies are...
Some of them, like Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
Which I'm a big supporter of.
Yeah, but like the actual TV shows. Because they went, right after Batman, they went back more kiddie.
Yeah.
In the stuff.
So I saw two trailers today. One's called Better Living Through Chemistry, and that is Olivia Wilde. She's in it. That's why that was the main draw. The next two movies were premiered at Sundance this week. So it's Olivia Wilde, and it's about, like, I forgot what it was about because I watched it early on. The second one was Laggies, and that's Chloe Grace Moretz, Keira Knightley, and God damn it. What's the guy's name from Way, Way Back?
The kid?
No.
Sam Rockwell.
So, like, I forgot what that one's about, but I mean, I don't need to say anything. Sam Rockwell, Keira Knightley, and Chloe Grace Moretz.
That's an awesome.
I think Chloe Grace Moretz is like the little sister or something of Keira Knightley, or the daughter. I don't remember. But yeah. I'm excited. Go watch those trailers and then you can call me an idiot. Now we're going to talk about movies that we watched, which I didn't watch many. So it's mainly.
I watched.
Terrell, did you watch any movies this week? Or recently that you want to talk about? Yeah.
Like.
Anything,
theater?
Anything,
like any movie you want to talk about.
Oh
really.
Yeah, I saw this real good movie. I would want to say maybe it could have been from a book, but I'm not sure.
Harry Potter.
No.
Give me a hold of the rings.
It's a 1987 film. I watched this on I think Stars. Christian Bale and John Malkovich in Empire of the Sun.
Okay.
He was young. I want to say a British boy. Started using his wits to survive World War II internment camps. Really good movie. I liked it a lot.
Love that movie.
Cool.
Oh, you saw that movie? It's a great movie.
Yeah.
He's a big Christian Bale fan as well.
It took a lot of my time. I didn't know it was Christian Bale in the beginning. I was watching it. I was like, fuck, we've never seen this kid before.
Crazy.
And then when he was on the ground with the mud on his face, I was like, holy shit, this is Batman. You know? And I was like, John Malkovich, I really liked him because I liked him in the movies of Red.
Yeah.
When he's like the assassin. And I know he was...
And you're like, whoa, he's really young. What happened to his face?
Yeah, he looked young. And I know he also looked young when he played Pathos, I believe, in Man in the Iron Mask.
Yeah.
He was one of the three musketeers. Yeah.
Yeah, like when he tries to look young in his movies, he looks pretty...
Yeah, and then when he tries to look old, he looks like old.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Just good at, like, body, like, appearance acting.
I have to say, John Malkovich in Red, I love that scene. He was sort of like, that lady's falling, he was about to kill her when he got off the airplane.
No, I don't think any of us.
I've seen Red.
Oh, I saw Red.
Yeah.
No, dude, I'm the only one that's seen it.
With Bruce Willis. Yeah.
You need to watch it.
It's pretty good.
I liked Red. Yeah.
I didn't watch Red 2.
I watched Red 2.
Was Red 2 any good?
I liked it a lot.
Really?
Me and Mike saw the Nielsen rating thing for that. That was weird.
Yeah.
They made us watch the trailer like 3 times. And
I couldn't follow what was going on though in the trailer.
It didn't have the same buzz. It had more different energy. I would have to say though that Asian guy who played in the G.I. Joe, he shouldn't have to been in that movie.
That's what I heard.
But, yeah, what can you do? That's like having, what's his name? What was the name in, what's his name? Riddick?
Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel's Riddick. Was that guy that always wanted to kill him? He had to track him down?
I didn't see Riddick either.
Wait, Pitch Black or Chronicles of Riddick?
Chronicles of Riddick.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyways, whatever, don't matter. But I'm saying, there was that other guy, he didn't have to be in either.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's go down this list, this giant list.
Okay, so I saw The Wolf of Wall Street, finally.
What do you think of it?
It was really good. It was hilarious. It was really funny.
Top 10 material?
It was like, I'd have to relook at it.
Okay, we're going to redo our top 10, right?
Yeah.
You definitely, because you saw like every movie now.
It actually didn't change that much, but because I was actually going over after I watched all these. But yeah. But it, I reorganized some of them.
Mine changed. I changed my top three. I rearranged a little bit. Oh, yeah. I put her. I bumped her up to two. Dang. Drinking Buddies is now three. I just switched those two spots.
Yeah, but like you said, it was pretty long, though. I could have done without some of it.
But it was much funnier than you thought, huh?
Oh, I knew it was funny going in because I heard so many people talk about it. I just heard so much about it, but I didn't. So I didn't hear any spoilers or anything. Yeah. So, but it was real. It was pretty good. Like isn't Jonah Hill was great.
It's based on a real guy.
Okay, it's based on his book, believe though. Like when someone writes a book, I gotta be skeptical. Like Mein Kampf, Hitler. Tell me he did all. But that
I'm
stuff.
Just. I'm not just, like. I mean, hearing a Walt about Wall Street forever. I'm not shocked about any of that junk. Just because those people are those people are like psychotic. Like that's. That's a study too. If you're a certain amount like, insane. Like have that personality, like you're just like no conscience and stuff. You're better at business and stuff.
Well, this is like a prequel to American Psycho, right?
Yeah, right. He goes around killing people. Yeah,
that's the next movie.
But yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah,
so hyped the right amount from what I heard. So, and then I also saw Ender's Game. Which I didn't have high hopes for, but it was actually good. I actually liked it a lot.
Harrison Ford.
I hated it.
You hated it? I liked it.
Because I read the book.
You read the book.
Didn't like the book that much. Apparently it's like the best sci-fi book ever.
What?
Ender's Game?
Ender's Game.
The book was good.
It was okay.
Yeah, I didn't read the book. I don't read books on this stuff. That's why I don't get disappointed, because I don't have a book material.
Ender's Game was like one small story of like a huge plotline. He has a lot of books.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
18, 20 of them. Yeah. Like.
Well, they leave it off like they're going to have more.
They were going to.
I don't think they're
going to
make any more.
They're not because they got too old.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to. Yeah.
Because the second series, Ender's Shadow, that whole series is supposed to be during the same time as Ender's Game, and they're not doing that because they're all old now.
Yeah. I think the next movie they said they're going to do it would be like an original plot. Like they wouldn't go off the book.
Oh. I thought that kid, Asa Butterfield, I think that's his name, he did a really good job. I mainly watched it because I just finished the book, so I was trying to
visualize
it. And
you want to stick it to gay people? You're like, fuck gay people. Orson Scott Card for life! No, he didn't make any money off this.
Which is weird, because he produced it or whatever.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it gave me more hope for Harrison Ford, because he's actually, when he tries acting and they edit, he wasn't bad in it. I didn't think he was
It's no Firewall.
When you hear him in an interview, he seems so old and mumbling. Like, how could you ever get him to act his lines? But when you see him in the movie, it's not like he's mumbling through stuff.
I just don't think he's passionate about the interviews anymore. He's like, just go watch my movie.
Yeah, seriously. But
that's all he needs to say, really.
I liked it. I didn't read the book. I thought it was pretty good. I didn't know what was going to happen, and then...
Did it surprise you?
I kind of thought, I figured it out, but...
Oh, wow.
I actually did, because I was like, I know what's going on.
You figure everything out.
Yeah. So,
these plots are...
But I still thought it was pretty good. It was a different thing than I've seen before in a sci-fi. It was it was different.
Was it War Games with Matthew Broderick?
I never actually saw that movie.
Where he didn't know that it was actually real?
Yeah. He thought it was a war game, but it turns out it wasn't a war game. Because isn't that the same thing as Ender's Game?
They know what they're doing, though. They know what they're doing.
But he didn't know until the end, and they didn't want him to know, according to the book, because he felt that he would have feelings that he was actually controlling people's lives.
Yeah.
But since he didn't know, he only used cold, hard tactics. It was just a game.
Yeah, just the whole thing about strategy and stuff, and it was cool. So.
Stratego? That was this guy.
Yeah.
This guy used to play Stratego crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think about it. Let's say Axis and Allies. If they put you in the room and you were playing them, it's totally fake, but it has all this technology shit to it. I want you to pretend
I would never be the Ender in that situation.
That's with every...
Because I'm like, fuck it, let's just see what happens. It's all dice rolling and shit anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's with everything. It's just when you think of it in the bigger context, it's a lot different than like war strategy in real life.
That's what they should have done with the movie Battleship.
It's hard when you actually get there.
It should have been two kids play Battleship and then they're like,
well, that's what it should have been. Not kids, US, but somehow...
US versus Russia or something.
Playing Battleship and they think it's just a game, but then all this real shit is happening.
Yeah, somehow do it like that. That would have been better.
Instead of Rihanna saying, boom.
Yeah. So,
or I think she said an average of 12 words or something.
Oh, you saw the movie?
Yeah, I saw the movie.
Oh my gosh.
I was Rihanna was in that movie. I didn't see that movie.
I saw it when it hit cable.
Okay.
Questions
that's
some
better,
stars.
That makes more sense.
It's one of those things where it's oh man, off work, just took a shower, got some Pizza Hut. What's on? Battleship. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Let's watch it.
I've done that before.
And then be like, oh, I wasted time.
Sorry. No,
true. Let's go get shot for tea. I fucked up.
Some things I hear that are too bad that I won't even attempt it.
Like?
That was like Battleship, when I was hearing that was like not good enough to
G.I. Joe?
Get my attention.
I heard G.I. Joe was good.
I saw G.I. Joe, the first one. Yeah.
I heard G.I. Joe was pretty good.
I thought it was okay.
Red Dawn.
I never watched the sequel or the remake.
New one? No. I saw the original.
Yeah, the original was nice.
Wolverines. Yeah. We have a Wolverine in our presence. You. Yeah, you went to Wolverines? Okay.
Okay. I guess not. Okay, so third movie I saw was The Butler with
Forrest Whitaker and Oprah Winfrey.
Yes, yes.
Lee Daniels, The Butler.
The Butler. I liked it. It was good.
That's like the only movie you haven't seen from last year, right?
There's a few.
It was good. It's like, I feel like it's what you expect.
It didn't sort of make the award circuit, so I skipped
people think it was getting snubbed. Do you think? Are you surprised? You still have to see
A little bit.
Right?
I still got.
It's like pure Oscar bait, though.
Yeah. You would think it's that. That's pretty good. It's like different perspective because you get to see different sides than what you usually see of like civil rights movies and stuff. So it was a lot different than what you usually see. So that's pretty good. Yeah, I would say it gets snubbed for.
Did you recite the line that his son says to him? Because it's been in all the trailers, and I feel like they just beat it down my head.
Where
it's
I haven't seen that.
Sorry to offend your masters, Butler.
Oh yeah,
and then
yeah,
Oprah
yeah.
Winfrey slaps him like that man paid for your life or something like that.
That
like,
Butler,
that man, that Butler
is why you are here today.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was like, God damn, like that's what
they did.
This is the movie with Forrest Whitaker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. That was a good movie.
Yeah,
you saw that movie?
Yeah.
How did you like it?
I liked it.
Are you surprised it didn't get nominated for anything from the Oscars?
Mm.
No. Okay.
All right. That's all I saw this week.
So I watched a bunch.
Okay, so now me and Brian get to talk for a bit.
How do you find more movies to watch, Brian? I don't
know. Well, this was... Well, I wasn't here last week. I'm sad I missed on the awards talk. And so I watched all these movies because of all the awards stuff.
Yeah.
So I watched Blue Jasmine.
What did you think of it?
That is good.
I wish there was more Louis C.K. and more Andrew Dice Clay.
Who's he?
He was the ex-husband. Him and Alec Baldwin also. I honestly didn't like Kate Blanchett's character.
Really? Oh, I don't like the character, but
I prefer her sister more, actually.
Well, of course, because she's not crazy.
Yeah.
Could it just be crazy?
it was a very Woody Allen movie.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
I would actually prefer if they replaced the guy that the sister's boyfriend. If they replaced him with someone else also. Or if they had him in it more.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Okay, next.
I finally watched Catching Fire.
Finally?
Yeah.
I have watched that. How was that?
This is like the first movie on my list because it was back in November or whatever. It was okay. I didn't hate it.
First or second?
What?
Which one do you like better, the first or the
second? Oh, the first one, definitely.
Okay, me too.
The first one, and then the first one's music was a lot better. I think I like Catching Fire the best out of the three books, though. But I'm really excited for the third movie.
Mockingjay, part one and two?
Maybe part two more.
Yeah, part twos are usually better. I don't know how many part twos I've seen ever.
I remember like Harry Potter part one was so slow.
The two was way better.
Yeah.
Okay, so now this next movie is the one I'm most interested in knowing why you watched it and then knowing what you thought of it.
Okay, so I watched 47 Ronin.
You're like, so I watched Captain Phillips.
Why would you do that?
So I watched 47 Ronin on a bunch of awards.
No. Okay. So yeah, why did you watch 47 Ronin?
Because it's about Asian people. So like,
Keanu Reeves, that's very Asian.
He's part Chinese.
Which, okay, is that weird that cast Chinese people as Japanese people? Are people up in arms about that? I don't know.
Terrell, how does that make you feel?
Wait, say it again. I heard eight.
They cast Chinese people as Japanese people.
Because people are like never angry about, they just throw in a bunch of Asian people as
you're talking about Americans. Americans didn't know.
So let me get this straight. The question is, am I mad that Chinese...
No, I said that as a joke because whenever we have referred to African Americans, I ask you your opinion.
But I'm asking you a question. You just said, am I mad that Japanese characters play as Chinese characters?
No, Chinese people are playing Japanese characters.
Well, there's not that many Japanese actors.
Hogwash. Dude from Wolf of Wall Street.
There's everybody in Tokyo
but
Drift.
But to fill in these roles.
I assume they're all Japanese people, right? Is that not true either?
I assume so, too.
I mean, I think they're mostly
Wabaki.
Koreans.
Or Koreans, yeah.
They're all Gaijin.
That's true. But well, Koreans and Japanese are like, aren't they identical and genetically? Like
Vietnamese, like, too, apparently.
I feel like only Asian people would get offended by that because they're really sensitive about
who the hell is Chinese. Yeah, but
yeah, because see, I wasn't Japan was so like, fucking.
I mean, if you're going to put, like, get a black person and play him as a Native American role.
Well, does The Rock bother you for Jon Stewart? Because Jon Stewart is an African American man, but The Rock is like a Samoan.
He's Samoan. I mean, they look the same.
Don't a lot of Native Americans get angry that they're misrepresented? So maybe like different.
Yeah, like what about Johnny Depp? People mad at Johnny Depp?
Yeah, Disney paid off a lot of people allegedly.
So it's like anyone for Lone Ranger. If you're whitewashed, it's bad. But then if you're like. Yellow wash, but it's a different type of yellow. It's okay.
He said yellow wash.
Okay, relax, because when there's an Asian person on the cover of Elle or whatever Mindy Kaling was on, then you can talk, right? We Indian people just got that, and hers was the only one in black and white.
Yeah, see, so, that's weird, right?
No, but she was like, I liked it more in black and white. It looked more elegant. I was
it
like,
did look nice, but I think people are getting angry over nothing. I was wondering if people that get angry over those things get angry about this type of thing.
It's not that serious. It's a movie.
You're asking the wrong.
Is it always the same people that are getting angry at everything? Yeah, I feel like it is. It's always the same people. It doesn't matter like what they are. It's just the same people.
Now,
anyway,
first question. Skeleton Man. I heard he's only in like 2 minutes of the movie. Yes.
Yeah, he wasn't. He was barely. Rick and S was barely in it.
Yeah.
It's a horrible movie.
Horrible.
But. There was seppuku in it.
Oh, seppuku! Cool.
I'm a big fan of like
No bukkake though.
Thank God.
That's what made the Wolverine a little bit more tolerable.
Bukkake, all the bukkake.
The Asian girl from Pacific Rim is in it.
Oh God, I didn't like her very much in Pacific Rim.
Oh really?
No.
The people are big fans of her. I'm a big fan of like samurai culture, ancient Japan, feudal Japan. Feudal.
Yeah. Me too. Can't wait till we start talking about the movies.
These are the movies we're talking about. 47 Ronin.
It's a horrible.
Why are you looking at NES games? Like, we're talking about movies over here.
I'm just looking at it. That's all.
Okay, anyway, moving on. Don't watch that movie.
About Time.
Okay. I watched About Time.
How? What do you think?
Because Margot Robbie was in it.
She's in it?
Briefly.
Okay. Rachel McAdams?
Yeah, she.
Oh, is this the one guy trying to travel?
It's the movie that's.
Is it any good?
One of those. They're advertising, like, this is not a rom com, and it's true. It was actually about time
travel. It really happened?
No, it wasn't.
Is it like the time traveler's wife? Because she's in that movie.
I heard it was like that, but I didn't watch that movie. Okay. So.
About the guy, right?
This was more about the guy, and I actually found it pretty interesting. It has a lot of plot holes because of the time travel, and it's like based on romance comedy, so they didn't care about that aspect. But it was pretty interesting. Bill Nye is in it, and he's awesome.
The science guy?
Bill Nye.
You're not hearing. I'm not hearing anything different.
Nighy.
Okay.
It's pronounced Nighy.
Nighy.
I thought you were saying.
You gotta say it slower.
Yeah, I thought you were saying Bill Nye, like weird. I was like, oh, Brian said that
I was just about to be like, there's no other Bill Nye out there.
Yeah, I was like, what's he trying to get at?
You just said, Bill Nye.
Yeah, you emphasize Bill all the time. I was like, okay, I understand the first part. Am I missing Bill something? I started looking at Michael.
Okay. And then I watched Enough Said.
Okay, so what do you think about James Gandolfini's last movie?
James Gandolfini's last movie.
Is that with Julia
Louis? Yeah. I watched it because she was nominated.
Yes.
For a Golden Globe. It was okay.
Wait, so like, About Time, watch? Don't watch.
If you have time.
Okay. Nah. If you have enough time.
about time.
About 2 hours?
I think it's shorter than that.
About an hour and a half?
Maybe 2 hours. Well, Margot Robbie's in it, so it's worth it.
Okay. Does she show her chest?
No.
Not worth it.
But she has a really hot British accent.
Ooh. Better than that Brooklyn. So,
she's just like traveling with accents, right?
Yeah.
So we could watch this movie in the dark and just listen.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but you want to look at her too. Listen. Enough said. It was about like middle-aged people finding love again.
Yeah. Which is a common movie cliche.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was Alec Baldwin in this?
No. I think that was about old people finding love.
Even older.
Yeah.
Older. Okay.
I understand why she got the nomination for that. She did really good in that movie.
Do you know she's independently wealthy? Like, she didn't need to be an actress?
I did know that.
You did?
I did, yeah. From Seinfeld days.
Yeah.
Reading stuff about Seinfeld.
Like, she's a part... Like, her family's, like, very rich.
Oh, she didn't have to be in Seinfeld either?
No.
She wanted to.
Her family's, like, very, very rich.
That's crazy.
From, like, I forgot what. Something weird.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Okay. Mud.
I watched Mud.
Matthew McConaughey.
Why didn't I watch it? Oh, I was looking through Rotten Tomatoes.
It was I think you already saw this one. No. I saw this movie.
Okay.
Yeah. You and I were talking about it, and then you guys are like, is there any.
Does he take a shirt off? Is there any pedophilia? Took a shirt off,
but there's no pedophilia.
Okay.
No, doesn't go quite that
I forgot. Did you like it?
Yeah, it was okay. It was good.
That is interesting.
It was like, it was different. Like, I didn't know it was going on.
Yeah.
I was like, where's the story going to? And then I was like, oh, okay. But I was like, it was interesting.
They hired like real kids from the bayou that could ride dirt bikes.
Oh, those are real kids. Yeah. Okay.
Did they talk weird?
Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like very southern.
They're like, oh, it's fucking Gambit.
We live on the riverboat.
Well, let's go kill some gators.
Yeah. Okay, Francis Ha.
Okay, wait. First, let me say I'm like halfway through this movie.
You started watching this movie?
Yeah, it was on Netflix.
Why? It's black and white.
I know. I was
surprised.
Could do that.
I was hoping. I was hoping it was going to go Wizard of Oz.
I was going to recommend it to you because I discovered Adam Driver's the genre. In it. No, he's horrible. I discovered this genre of mumblecore, which is the same genre as Drinking Buddies, where it's based on like real conversation where people are just like.
Like Clerks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, I thought it was interesting, but then it was black and white. So I was like, maybe I won't recommend it.
Clerks is black and white. I can deal with it. But when I first was, I think I first time I ever watched Clerks, I downloaded it on LimeWire. And I was like, why the fuck is it black and white? And I searched and searched for a color version of that movie. I must have downloaded that movie like a billion times.
There's not one out there.
No, there is no. Okay. They shot it on black and white. Okay. So if someone wants to make it color, it'd be a long process of painting each frame. I should do that. Maybe, maybe Kevin Smith will hire me. After I have arthritis and
this movie was like end of last year, I think I saw it on Rotten Tomatoes and it had a really high score. It was one of like the first high scores of the year.
Yeah.
I don't know how I want to watch it.
Its theatrical release was in 2013, technically, so it does count as last year's movie.
Yeah. But then I finally watched it because it's on Netflix and she got a Golden Globe nomination.
Greta Gerwig, yes.
Yes. That was good.
We saw the trailer when we saw Drinking Buddies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who the fuck is this Greta Gerwig person? I like her name, though.
Every time I see that cover, I just think of Rosamund Pike, who's that woman in The World's End.
Oh, okay.
Because she just looks like her on the cover for some reason. I really want to watch it.
To me, this seems like a very tame version of Black Swan. Because of the dancing.
That's interesting, yeah.
If Natalie Portman was not insane in Black Swan, it would be a lot like Frances Ha. I think.
Oh, yeah. I also thought this was a Vietnamese movie because Ha is a Vietnamese last name. I was like, I'll watch this. And it was a white woman. It was like,
yeah.
It was weird. But then it makes sense at the end.
Okay. Because she just laughs. They're like, Francis? And you're like, Ha.
That's how it ends.
That's how it ends, right?
Yes. Spoiler. It moved up my list. Not top 10, but like.
I think we're gonna be doing top 20s. By March 3rd, which is when the Academy Awards are. So I think we're going to have a top 20 list because mine's already 20 movies long.
Okay. And then I watched All Is Lost.
Robert Redford.
Robert Redford got nomination.
He's the only person in the movie.
Yeah. It's a weird, boring, really boring movie.
Was it all lost?
He said that in the beginning. Oh my God.
All is lost.
It was a really boring movie. He's just sitting there. It's like Life of Pi, but really boring. Like if you're watching the Life of Pi,
Life of Pi with no animals. Attacking.
Yeah, you ever seen the movie The Reef, where they're on like their boat sinks and there's like a remnant of the boat and there's sharks. It's like that kind of.
There's like a few sharks.
Yeah, but I haven't seen the movie yet.
But anyway, he's like, there's no dialogue. It's really boring. I didn't understand it.
Okay.
Then I watched another boat movie, Captain Phillips.
You got seasick.
I was like so sick of these boats.
So seasick of these movies.
Did you back-to-back these movies? I did, boats? Yeah. Oh, you shouldn't have back-to-back boat movies.
It was just because they're all there. I didn't really like this movie either.
What about the dude?
Same thing I thought.
Somali dude. What's the guy's name? I can't remember
his
name.
I'm the captain now.
Yeah, look at me.
Yeah. He's okay.
From Somalia. Have you heard his life story?
No.
Very interesting.
Oh, he's a taxi driver.
Yeah, right. He was a taxi driver up until this was like his first movie, and then the first scene where he met Tom Hanks was when they were filming that "Look at Me" scene, and he improvised that line.
Whoa, that's cool.
I feel like you watch the last 15 minutes, and that's that'll be exciting.
I feel like you watched the news 4 years ago and you got it.
That too. Okay. I was like, I know what happens. Like,
I watched, and then I watched Inside Llewyn Davis. I was really excited for this movie.
Oh god!
And then, oh god, it was not that great.
Oh no, that's on my to watch list.
It was music's good.
That's what I heard.
It reunites Oscar Isaac and Carey Mulligan, so okay. That's cool.
What movie were they in before?
Drive.
Okay.
If they replaced,
who was Oscar Isaac in Drive?
Standard, the husband.
Okay. Oh shit.
Yeah.
That guy wasn't. Holy shit.
If they replaced the Mouseketeer, Justin Timberlake, with Ryan Gosling, the other Mouseketeer, that would be like a sequel to Drive, if that was this movie.
Okay.
But the music was good. It was really slow.
Llewyn is a cat now? Or Llewyn is a cat? Was that funny to you?
No.
Because that's in the trailer a lot.
That was... it wasn't like, funny. It was like
super Can you depressing. Tell her that Llewyn has the cat now? And she's like... Llewyn is the cat now.
That's like in the beginning somewhere, I think.
He's like supposed to be Bob Dylan, allegedly, right?
Oh, really? Is that what it is?
It's supposed to be that whole scene back in the day.
Yeah, it is.
It's like the folk music scene. It's
super depressing because, like, he, you know, they're not super popular and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like gig to gig. And
I feel for him. And they could have called this movie Inside Dhruv Patel. Oscar Isaac could play me. Michael Stesko is probably Justin Timberlake. I haven't seen this movie. Don't know who Carey Mulligan is. Is she the love interest of Oscar Isaac?
Kind of.
You could just write her out in my version.
What about the cat?
Raja, the cat, Raja, my dog, is the cat.
It was really depressing, so I wouldn't watch it again. But and I watched Short Term 12 because you recommended it to me.
Yes. I texted Brian. I was like, you need to watch Short Term 12. And he's like, what's it about? I was like, don't ask.
You don't need to know.
You don't need to know, exactly. So, what did you think of this movie?
I loved it. Like,
I'm so happy. That makes me so happy.
It's really well done, and I would watch like a series about it. The different kids.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
It's really good.
Like, I tweeted about this movie on the Destiny Pizzas account, and they favorited the tweet. And the logo, their little avatar logo, is a fishbowl with the fish in it.
Oh.
I was like, wow, that's very inside. Like.
Is this based on something, or is it just...
I don't think so.
Wow, that's cool.
But I'm so glad you watched that movie. Yeah. That makes me really happy.
I want to watch it again, just take it in, but it's like really sad to me.
Yeah. Very dark.
Yeah.
Like everything we joke about, if that was serious, that's the movie.
Yeah.
All the terrible shit that we joke about. And it's like, makes me feel weird.
Yeah, but Brie Larson like it makes you feel weird.
Brie Larson's great in the movie.
She was good in that movie, yeah.
And what was your opinion on the new guy?
What?
The new guy in the movie?
What was my opinion on him?
Yeah, Michael says he didn't like the character.
I didn't like him, and then he redeemed himself, I said.
And I loved him throughout the whole movie.
I didn't like him at the start.
Oh.
The guy who has his first day.
I do understand. Yeah, I kind of like, I was feeling with him, because I was like, oh, well, that's how we're kind of going through.
Well, we're going through him, because we'd be like, oh, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, and I'd say underprivileged kids.
But yeah,
I wouldn't probably use that as a word.
I wanted him to nut up from the beginning and be like, dude, like you should. How do you not know what you're getting into though? Like I understand.
That's true. Yeah.
It seems like a pretty intense program. Like
he knew it is.
But he seemed like he knew nothing about like what he's like. Oh, I'm gonna help impoverished kids. Blah, blah, like it's gonna be easy. Like come on,
that's
man.
True.
You can't like go in it blind and be like, this is gonna be so easy. Underprivileged kids. Yeah.
See, we don't know his story. Maybe like,
maybe I know. Short term 11 prequel.
But I thought he redeemed himself by the end.
Go watch Short Term 12.
The thing with the kid, that was pretty cool.
This week's sponsor, Short Term 12. I'm going to say it right there. They didn't sponsor us. They don't have to pay for that one. They paid me in a good movie.
Okay, last movie I watched. Justice League War.
I watched this as well.
Good?
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, it wasn't equivalent to Dark Knight Returns. It wasn't equivalent to Flashpoint.
Yeah. I thought it was a new 52 movie, and it wasn't.
No, it's
an origin story.
Jim Lee and Jeff Johns.
Yeah. So the costumes are all weird.
Kevin Conroy or no?
No.
You know it's weird? Like the Green Lantern costume was all techie.
Yeah.
And then all the other ones are all regular. This is very weird. Wonder Woman was really weird.
Yeah, her costume was very strange. And I didn't know why she didn't eat ice cream. Ever.
Did you watch
the after credit sequence?
Yes.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun. Waging well on the surface dwellers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You saw this?
Yeah.
Really? This movie like just came out.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I watched it.
You liked it though?
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, you know, I mean, they always have the same concept, invasion of Earth, you know?
Yeah, it was very Man of War. I mean, not Man of War, Man of Steel. Yeah.
I mean, it reminds me of the other Justice League film that I saw where it was like set in the 1950s and it was like aliens attacking the center. Maybe you've seen it, the center attacks.
I don't remember.
The center.
But yeah.
They should have gone more into the way the people didn't like the heroes.
Yeah.
But it was very abrupt.
But they always show that.
No, I know, but they should have shown why.
I found that more interesting.
Like, there was no premise for that. Like, what did these characters do where they're being openly protested against? I did like how they updated it a little bit, though. They had the World of Warcraft reference. They had... They called Batman, or Green Lantern calls Batman a tool and a douchebag. And they referred to
that was weird.
Wonder Woman as a whore and a bimbo.
Yeah.
And then that guy cross dresses. Like, all those things were like.
That was funny.
Yeah.
When he revealed that he was suggested her to feel powerful.
I like that she was very, like. She was a big part of the movie.
She seemed very aloof, though. She's like waving her sword around and shit. And like.
Yeah, she was just killing everyone. But that was weird, that part where it was like Green Lantern was like, Gotham City is my jurisdiction.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, what?
No, because he's saying like, oh, it's all his jurisdiction.
Yeah, but it's like so weird.
Sector,
this,
man.
I didn't understand this whole thing that Batman was like a myth.
Yeah, at that point, he was still a myth.
Yeah, it was very abrupt in the story and it didn't. Everything was really weird to me.
How and that first alien seems much smarter than the rest of them.
I do like how they did more Shazam.
Yeah, Shazam was really cool. That's what
made me cyborg.
That's what made me think of the whole Justice League idea with The Rock. Yeah. I was like, Billy Batson, I relate to him. I'm like, I feel like a thieving orphan.
Justice League, the New Frontier was
cool. That was like in the 70s one. Yeah.
But they show characters that who's that? Who's this? Is that? But it was the same thing. Invasion of Earth.
Yeah.
What's with the Invasion of Earth?
That's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah. But that's the thing with those Justice League movies is they're all coming from a different place where you don't know the background of exactly what characters happen because they're not going to spend the whole time doing that to you. Like,
I just remember reading that it was a sequel to Flashpoint and it wasn't. So it's like very thrown.
And no, they changed.
They usually aren't. They had usually like they're all isolated.
They had a pretty major change from the comic books to the movie, which was... Shazam had a brief appearance in the books, and it was Aquaman instead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he used to be a big member, but now Shazam is in the New 52 just.
Yeah. For good reason. Shazam's cool.
Shazam's
Aquaman's
pretty
cool. Yeah.
Aquaman's awesome. He controls like 75% of the world.
No. He doesn't. No.
Yeah. I like seeing Aquaman for like a second.
Shazam can just throw a lightning bolt in there and just destroy everything. Electricity.
I think I only need to watch like Nebraska and Philomena, but I kind of don't want to watch Philomena
because that sounds really depressing. Boring.
Oh, yeah. So we'll see. But otherwise, I'm done for the season.
Yeah, almost. Now for some brief television news, and then that's about it. Parks and Rec got renewed for a 7th season. Surprisingly, like I feel like they're just toying that.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like Parks and Rec always is going through. Like they're not sure if they're going to renew it or not. And then Deathlok is making an appearance in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is cool because that's like a pretty major villain. My villain?
I'm not sure if he's a villain or. I think it's bad. A villain, right? I think
sounds like
he's like a cyborg. Type character where he's like machine, but it looks like they're trying to do more with the show or give us more stuff, like with Lady Siv being in it and give us some Stan Lee. It looks like this half should be better than the first half.
I mean, they really need to.
I know they need to pick it up or it's gonna get canceled soon.
Okay.
I also watched some shows. Bob's Burgers. I'll talk about
Jesus
later.
Christ. This guy just has free time coming out the ass.
I didn't do anything this last 2 weeks. I watched all of Brooklyn Nine-Nine because it was nominated.
Were you pleased?
Yeah, it's my new favorite show.
Have you seen The Goldbergs?
No.
Go watch The Goldbergs. It's good.
I'm watching that now.
Yeah.
Really?
Good. Every episode's like a Christmas story. Like a Christmas story.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Like, I just sawing the previews before I even, I was like, I'm not going to watch this show. This looks terrible. Yeah. You watch one episode and you're like, no, this is good. It's pretty good.
Okay. So, Ball's Burgers. It's a pretty funny show. They get really good guest voices. Yes. All the comedians and everything. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, you're happy with it?
Yeah.
Do you think it deserved to win, though? The Golden Globe over Modern Family, Parks and Recreation. Modern Family, I understand the season sucked. Parks and Recreation.
I thought Big Bang Theory was going to win because they like always get everything.
I don't think the season.
I don't think the I watched the show, but I don't think it's that good. A lot of people just watch it. I don't know why it has so many viewers.
It has a lot of
viewers. I don't know why so many people watch it, but.
Yeah. Big Bang Theory?
Like, I don't think the writing's that great or anything.
No, I don't think the jokes are that great.
They have like four jokes they just tell over. It's kind of like, I'm trying to compare it to a show.
Maybe that's why I like it, because it's like.
No, I watch it too. Familiar. I think it's okay. I think it's okay. I just don't think. Yeah. I'm surprised that many people watch it.
I think it deserved it.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yeah.
I think you should watch
that girl from Short-Term 12, isn't it? The not popular counselor girl.
Okay. The one
that, like, doesn't talk at all.
Not Jessica Dickerson.
Then I watched Black Sails. That premiered in January on Stars. Never watched a show on from Stars.
You got free drinks from them. That's why you watched it. You felt indebted to them.
I did. And then there's boobs everywhere. So that was like, it's like a couple of hours.
Pirates?
Yeah.
It's about pirates? Okay. It's
that was interesting. I think I'm going to keep watching, but we'll see where it goes.
Okay. I think we might just skip the discussion this week. I don't want it to get too long.
How long?
An hour and 50 already?
How long is our discussion?
I think it can go on pretty long, and I don't think you guys are prepared.
I prepared, kind of.
Let's just do it next week. We talked enough, and we talk about a lot of movies. Okay, so for Netflix recommendations this week, my recommendation is An Idiot Abroad. It's produced by Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant of The Office fame, the original Office. And they send their friend Carl Pilkington, who's the biggest idiot in the world, around the world. And the first season, they send him around the world. The second season, they make him do things that are on people's bucket list. And the third one, they make him go around with... What's the guy's name? Warwick? Warren? He's like the little person in Ewok and all that. He's like the really famous one.
I don't know his name.
They make him travel around. That's like
Goblin in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, he's one of the main goblins in Harry Potter. That one's only 3 episodes, but yeah, that's my recommendation. It's really funny, and you won't believe that someone's that dumb, but I'm pretty sure it's true because I used to listen to the Ricky Gervais podcast. And
wait, this is real?
Yeah.
And
it's like a travel show.
Give me an example of why he's so stupid.
I forgot what he said. He says, first of all, a true story about him. He got kicked out of the army because he took a tank to go buy a pack of cigarettes.
What?
So he's like mentally...
He's just really dumb.
Yeah, like he went to Africa and was like totally ignorant about what's going on in Africa.
Yeah.
Like...
It's really funny.
It's just like he didn't understand that people were that poor and like live like that or something. It's just
like some of the things that that make him do, because it's pretty much just Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant screwing with their friend, and making him do all these things that they know he doesn't like. He doesn't like heights and stuff. So it's really funny. Okay,
my recommendation is Disney's Robin Hood, which is classic, where Robin Hood's a fox and all the different characters are different animals, and it's pretty good. It's the first story of Robin Hood that I've heard. So, it's a good movie.
Brian?
I'm recommending Bob's Burgers this week. I think the first 2 seasons are up. There's only like 20-something episodes. It's pretty funny. I was surprised. I watched like 1 episode a while ago, and then I decided to watch it again because it was on there.
It's like a really easy show to watch.
Yeah. Some episodes are like, not that funny, but then other episodes are like ridiculously hilarious, and I like all the characters. So there's like 4 seasons now. They're midway through the 4th season, so you should watch.
Terrell, real?
Yes, sir.
Netflix track?
Red Cliff.
What's that movie about?
Red Cliff. This goes back to him. He says he likes feudal Japan. No, I'm sorry. You say feudal China?
Yeah. Feudal Japan. Feudal Japan.
Asia. China. Feudal Asia in general. Red Cliff. Great film.
What happened? What's in it?
I'm tell you.
Okay.
You know, I kind of.
What is the basic story?
Yeah.
You know, it's actually not even. I don't even know if it's a real story because it's based on a guy who wrote. I think it's Love for the Three Kingdoms. Don't quote me on that. It's based on the Three Kingdoms. What is like the. I'm gonna fuck it up. Some Asian kids are gonna be listening. Like, no, he's wrong. There's three dynasties.
At least we'll get some interaction.
No, it's prior to the Three Kingdoms.
Three Kingdoms, Resurrection of the Dragon.
Ancient China. Okay, ancient China. 208 through 209 AD, Battle of Red Cliffs.
Oh, you're in the same Art of Combat looking at.
No, it wasn't the same Art of Combat. Anyways, it's the Eastern Han Dynasty, Imperial Army led by Chancellor Cao Cao, or Cao Cao, however you want to pronounce it.
Brian?
I think there's a real way to pronounce it.
The southern warlords of Su Wan and Liu Bei. They're rebels. But they're not. They're against Cao Cao, who's fighting against one of the Wei dynasty leaders, Su Wan, because he wants Zhao Zhu's wife. Now don't get confused.
Yeah, is it really?
It's a bunch of Asian people fighting people.
Because when I watched 47 Ronin, I was really confused. There's a lot of Asian people. I was like, who is this kid?
You got
And Brian's Asian. He has
Asian people fighting Asian people. That's all I need to know.
It's pretty much like, you know, if you ever seen Narnia, you see these creatures. They didn't explain shit. You just drunk it and drop it.
Whoa!
You know?
Why is there a bear talking to me?
But if you like Asian movies and you like the subtitles, don't mind reading them, and you want to see some cool battles,
to read.
It's fucking kick ass. It's only one.
So
CGI
is there a Red Cliff in it? Is there an
well,
actual?
No, it's like
does the Red Cliff refer to?
It's like Helm's Deep.
Okay.
In Lord of the Rings. It's just called that.
Okay.
You know, so Red Cliff is the last major stronghold on their province before they can go into their land and just kill and slaughter and rape their women and shit. So.
Okay.
But it's good.
Interesting.
So lighthearted.
And it's also based, they also have video games based on it for.
Like Dynasty Warriors?
The hack and slash, yes, Dynasty Warriors. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay. So that concludes this week's episode. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Destiny Pizzas, DestinyPizzas. You can follow us on Instagram. You can go to our Tumblr, which is tumblr.destinypizzas.com. You can do a lot of stuff. You can interact with us. You can tweet at me directly or follow me if you want to get intimate. Just, I was trying to think of what else to say after that, but you could follow me at Dhruv Patel, DHRUVPATEL.
Follow me at mstesca, msteska.
You'd follow me at btab says, btabsays.
You can follow me to hell and back. I'm here always.
Are you gonna come back?
Probably
on this podcast. Not like next week. You don't have to come back next week.
I won't come back next week. Come when I have free time.
Yeah, Charlie, free time. He's a busy guy. So
busy guy.
Okay, so thank you for listening. Until next week, goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.